is going to pop the question at the end of the show. Now, here's Adam and Teresa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Thank you. I'm excited to see each and every one of you, except for this guy right here with the crazy eye. You, sir, are freaking me out. Well, first, who are we missing? Where are them red pubes? That's right, Danny Bonaducci.
I bedazzled those front pockets myself.
Bonaducci is in Philadelphia. Evidently, there's a Bonaducci that was worth going to a funeral for, and that was his aunt in Philadelphia who literally took him off the streets and cleaned him up many years ago, and he's off toward Philly.
That is the greatest story I've ever heard.
It's like he's right here.
He will be here in spirit. As a matter of fact, we'll have a Bonaducci off at some point where we get to crown the next Bonaducci and perhaps take him back to L.A. I don't know. It could work out. All right, couple things. First, the LAPD hat. You guys see this? That's right. Listen, I'm no fan of Johnny Law, but I've gotten out of two tickets now because I've gotten pulled over wearing this hat. I always just tell him I do a little charity work and leave it at that, and the guy always lets me go. And speaking of hats, my Sonny, my son, the one who's shaped like a butt plug, tomorrow, there he is now, he's getting his helmet. He's getting fitted with his orthopedic helmet. Tomorrow. Now, I don't know what to do because the doctor says his head's going to be shaped. It's going to look like a yam. And I don't want the kid walking around looking like a yam. On the other hand, I don't want to see the kid in the helmet
for six months. 6 months.
6 months in the helmet. Don't worry. We'll put the lightning bolts on the side. I know my audience. But the kid, I mean, he's a Corolla. He's got a ball of pubes on his head. I mean, who knows what shape my head's in? Could be shaped like a stop sign for all you know. I just pick my hair out, for Christ's sake. My wife's worse than me, so anyway, the kid's got to get the helmet tomorrow. Now, I thought Oswaldo is here, the great Oswaldo Castillo.
I see him. He's right there.
Where is he? All right.
I was walking by the bar at the hotel, and all of a sudden I heard his sound, and I went, Ozzy's in the bar. And there
right.
he was.
Yeah, Ozzy, we're going to have dolphins beaching themselves if you keep that crap up. You don't do that by the sea. How many times I told you not to do it by the sea? Ozzy's wife cleans my house every Friday. Don't worry. I pay her well. And every Friday he walks into my house about 6 o'clock and he calls her by making his clucking sound. And she drops the mop and comes a-running. Thank you, Ozzy. Ozzy's out in the crowd. The reason I took the mic and put Ozzy out there is because I thought, hell, you guys may have questions. You may want to know how the show runs. You may have questions for me or Teresa. You may have personal questions. You may have show questions. And now's the time to do it because even though it's 7 in the evening out here in San Diego way, and by the way, we're out here at the Wave House. If people want to come join us, say hi to, I must say,
yes, in Mission Beach, by the way.
The predominantly attractive crowd.
I
mean, it's a very good-looking group of drunk and getting drunker people. But if you have any questions for me or Teresa or the show, please, and they don't have to be joke questions. Yes, we have a man right here.
What happened to Angie's nose?
Ah. Wow, that's a good question. Where is Angie?
Deaf frat guy?
You're an alcoholic.
There he is.
Deaf frat guy has an answer to that.
You want to hear the peace divas and what happened, or do you want to hear the truth?
I know the truth.
And all the reasons why Danny's not here. He punched her in the face.
No, he did not. No,
we
no.
should clear the record. I don't know if Angie feels comfortable to discuss it, but here she is.
What kind of sick ass would do this to a lady?
Danny did not punch her, no. I just have her nose done.
What? She
that was exciting.
You look great.
Thank
looks
you. You look good, doesn't she?
You look great.
Teresa, yes. You are an alcoholic.
All right. So Angie got her nose done. Ozzy?
What other question?
Are you, Ozzy, how drunk are you 8 minutes into the show?
Stone Phillips, she's not.
I know drinking.
When's the last time Bonaducci's cleared his throat?
Probably as we speak. Is that what you're saying? Bonaducci's a little gravelly, but I think he's going to get his, like, noid zapped off during these summer breaks, so he should come back sounding like Tony Randall.
He does have surgery planned in June to clear up the nodes on his throat.
He's going
to
sound like Michael Buffer when he comes back.
But actually, this is a true story. He can't smoke for a week after the surgery, and he actually told me that he was considering going to Mexico and getting put in a medically induced coma, because that's the only way he could go without smoking. And he knows the people that could make that happen.
Yes. We have another question here.
Yes, sir.
That's not a sir. That's a lady.
It's a ma'am. Senorita Ozzy.
I say yes, sir.
Yes, sir, to me.
Oh. Sorry,
Are you going to play the show tomorrow morning?
Yes. Yes, we will. I think it'll get replayed in every market we're in right now. We're here in San Diego. We're only here in San Diego. So if you are, thank you, here in San Diego, come down and see us at the Wave House. But tomorrow the show will get replayed in its entirety.
By the way, Adam.
We will cut you out, though.
I was going to say, maybe not the best question, but a very nice rack.
Yes, a lovely rack. Solid C-cup. Nice.
One question for Teresa.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Is Diego from San Diego? I want to know if I can F tease V.
Oh, please.
That was very romantic.
Oh, Sir Walter Raleigh from San Diego. Please. We won't even dignify that with an answer, can he, T?
Well, I was thinking San Diego is so beautiful, and it just makes me realize how much I have no one to share it with.
Yes, lonely. Can you believe it? And is she more beautiful in person, folks, or what?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take... Do we have one more question, Ozzy? Two more.
Teresa. Oh.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to ask, you stole my question, but I saw you come in with someone, and you're pretty hot, and I do you, so... I just want to know, are you single still?
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you for the compliment.
And thank you for not listening. Just to 20 minutes on how single she was. But she doesn't... You want her for yourself? Well, see, she only does it on fast-moving trains going through Prague, right?
There was one time. I was experimenting.
Now, no more alone.
She got Ozzy.
But you know what? If I were going to go that way, I would choose you. You're a very attractive lady.
All right. One last question, Ozzy. Surfer Joe over here.
My only question is, when are you going to run for president, and will Bonaducci be your running mate?
Bonaducci.
In Corolla.
Yeah, there are no ghosts in his closet, I'll tell you that. No skeletons there.
Crystal clear.
Yes, I will do it. I don't even know the years. Are they even? How does this work? I'll do it in 08, and you're going to be my running partner, sure.
Surfer Joe?
Yes, Surfer Joe.
What will be your platform?
My platform will be a pot and in every chicken and a pot in every bong. Or I don't know. Just start running. Would y'all catch up to you? All right. We need to take ourselves a break. Def Rat Guy is here. We will talk to him if, in fact, that's possible. And also, he has a Crank Anchors call we're going to play for you kiddies live here at the Wave House in beautiful San Diego. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Adam Carolla Show next.
It's Adam Carolla's Cinco de Mayo Beach Party, live at the Wave House in San Diego. Go get yourself a shot of tequila, and we'll see you back here in just a few minutes on the Adam Carolla Show.
Tom Likas, free to say, well, what you're already thinking.
In most cases, the reason we don't listen to women is, listen carefully, we don't care about what they have to say. Men who appear to be good listeners are just good head nodders, good at saying, uh-huh, oh, really? Is that so? The only reason we listen to you is we are mentally drumming our fingers on the table waiting until you shut up so we can take your panties off.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by anytime to see the luxurious multi-million dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Santa Clarita's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM.
You know, it's very funny. Whenever they give me something to tell you about that I have a passion about, there's something they need you to know that seems like the least important to me, but when I tell you about all these Harley-Davidsons at, Ventura and Simi Valley Harley-Davidson, they want me to mention to you that you heard it on this radio station or on the radio. Go into Ventura or Simi Valley Harley-Davidson, get a free ride book with a purchase of anything. And that can be as small as a 25-cent sticker. So there you go. Here's the deal. They've got two shops. They have two dealerships, two big stores, whatever you want to call them. One in Ventura, one in Simi Valley. They both sell motorcycles, have full-service shops, and Harley clothing. Now, that's genuine Harley clothing. Nothing says I ride. Nothing says, hey, I kind of do what I really want to do. Like a real life. They're expensive, I'll tell you the truth. A good leather Harley-Davidson jacket. But it's worth it. It tells people something about you. Harley-Davidson has their own financing on site. They also have the apparel, like I told you. Genuine Harley-Davidson motor clothes. Bitchin'. When you mention Harley-Davidson, you just can't say Harley. You gotta say Harley-Davidson, because that's what they are. They got a last name.
10 to 40% off throughout the store.
Ready to become a scratch golfer?
I won!
Get going to Golfsmith's 40th anniversary sale. No purchase necessary to win. Restrictions do apply. See your local Golfsmith store or golfsmith.com for details, including how to enter for free. Ends 5/27/07. Must be a legal resident of the 50 United States or D.C. Void where prohibited.
There are 6 stores in the greater Los Angeles area to serve you. Go to golfsmith.com to find the one nearest to you.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of 3 children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip, and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night. But it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT.
Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Here's what's coming up this evening at the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
Come on, stop, peeps! Hey, Jack, man's loving San Diego! The hard bodies, the hot legs, pecs, I mean boobs! We got a huge Cinco de Mayo for our show for you. Someone's going to pop the question tonight. Usually when the Jackman pops the question, it's, what's that bulge? That guy. Hey, Jackman's got to go buy the ladies some margarita roofies. Diamond Rita's. Fight.
Thanks, Jack. Now back to Adam Carolla.
Yeah, Jack Silver, everyone. Back at the Wave House live, yeah. If you're listening to San Diego. If it's Friday morning, then it's not live. But Def Rat Guy is in our makeshift studio.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. It's cold as nipple right here. But it's nothing 809 Vodka and Coke can't help.
Yeah, that's your new drink, vodka and Coke?
Vodka and Coke.
I mean, most people drink, like, you know, rum and vodka. I mean, rum and Coke. Maybe I should drink some rum and vodka.
Vodka and Coke.
Okay. All right. It's your summer drink, or you drink it all year long?
It's refreshing all year long.
All right.
And Maverick, I noticed you're dressed up tonight.
I'm dressed in semi-formal attire. Because tonight I'm judging the Miss Delta Food pageant.
So we'll crown the first ever Miss Delta Food sometime this evening.
She's going to be crowned and then whatever later.
All right, so we'll do whatever to her with the scepter later, but at least we'll crown her this evening. Yeah, all right. Now, you did some calls for us over on Crank Anchors, by the way, Friday night's MTV2. You did, we had the Def Rat Guy do some calls for us. I believe we brought one. Now, since it is, well, it's technically Thursday, but the show gets played in most of the markets on Friday, so that's Crank Anchor Day, and we play our Crank Anchor calls. I have some Bertram calls. Jimmy has some calls, but we'll also do some Def Rat Guy calls tonight. You know what the first one is?
I never listened to it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's not
I understand. I understand. That's.
I bet you're sorry you phrased it that way.
Yeah, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. All right, well, I believe we have Def Rat Guy calling a tropical fish store angry because his fighting fish lost against another frat house. Let's hear that.
That sucked, bro.
This Ray.
What's up, Ray? This is Maverick from Delta Foo.
Yeah.
Listen, bro. I just wanted to get this out of the way. I got some bad advice from you, bro.
How's that?
Pound for pound, you said that the Wolf Snicklet would kick the Oscar's ass.
Wolf Snicklet is definitely a mean, aggressive fish. Yes,
well,
sir.
Anyway, bro, you cost me $50 because my Wolf Snicklet got its ass handed to it by Poochie's Oscar.
By what?
My friend in the fraternity, Poochie, he had an Oscar, and that thing kicked my Snicklet's ass.
Hey, my fault.
And dude, I was like a laughing stock because everyone was cracking up at me.
It ain't my fault at all, man.
You told me the Wolf Snicklet, bro.
Yeah, and it is. You know what? They're all aggressive, but that don't mean just because you got a badass fish that he's going to be able to whoop everybody else.
But, dude, I starved it for 3 days. It was hungry. In the Oscar, everyone was cheering, dude.
But I got a bunch of customers in the store now, and, excuse me, one other gentleman.
This is Bush League, bro.
Good afternoon.
All I ask is that you do the courtesy of not hanging up on me, bro.
I'm sorry, there was...
Ask anyone who's ever hung up on me before, and they will tell you it is the biggest mistake they ever made.
Excuse me?
The Deeks hung up on me before. One. The SAEs hung up on me before. One.
Did you just call a second ago?
Hell yeah, bro.
Can you hang on for 1 second?
Hell yeah.
This is Ray.
Hey, Ray. What's up, bro? It's Maverick.
Hey, Maverick.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I think amateur hour is over, dude. Let's make some cash on this. I need you to be my wingman.
I can't. I can't have nothing to do with it, for one. You know.
But, dude, it's totally legal.
I know. I can't. There's just too many individuals out there who would not like to hear that I'm out there fighting fish.
But, bro, money is no object, bro. I got wealthy alumni that can support us.
I know that there's probably plenty of places on the website. They're probably going to tell you, this is my prized fish. This is a picture of it. You know, this is what I did to get him ready for it. You know, I kept him isolated. Maybe they fed him some crate.
Like steroids.
I don't know.
That's like Delta Food, bro. We need those fish to fight for us. Because, dude, my house, Delta Food, we're like the Wolf Nickley, bro. We don't let up. Whether it's Sayu, Deke, the Fiji House, FDE, we'll kick their ass. Bro, what's the craziest thing you ever seen one fish do to another fish?
Rip his jaw.
Hell yeah. Then what happened?
Well, then he just got a deformed face.
He didn't eat him whole?
Nah, I haven't seen anything get eaten whole before. You know, like I said, I had a big red devil in the store. Wolf Sickly clamped down on the red devil's face. He couldn't open his mouth to fight back. He just sat there and shook him for like 5 minutes.
That's off the hook, bro.
You know.
But, bro, we're having a blowout slut fest tonight.
What?
Do you want to come by the house?
Nah, I don't. I gotta work late tonight, and like I said, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Just give me one. Hell yeah, Delta Foo.
Man, stop wasting my time, okay? I gotta go.
Oh. He hung up. It's over.
That dude was definitely not Delta Foo material.
No, he was not. He will not be in the Mr. Delta Foo competition we have on the way home tonight. I'll tell you that right now. You know, as long as we're playing Crank Anchor calls, one of my favorite, and one we've never played, Brian, you have David Alan Greer. Now, a lot of people... What a lot of people don't realize about Dag, also known as my man and my only black friend. But he's like five black guys, so he counts. He counts as a posse.
Hey, yeah. Adam, it's yeah. Good to be here. I'd like to take you out for an imported beer.
Yes. When he does these vomiting calls, he does it in real time. We don't play a sound effect of a guy vomiting while he's talking. He talks and vomits simultaneously. And I think we have Dag calling about converting over to Judaism. One of my favorite David Alan Greer calls.
Valley Outreach.
Hi, morning. My name's Danny, and I wonder if you could help me a little bit. I'm about to get married.
Yeah.
And my fiance is Jewish.
Right.
And I am not.
Okay.
But I promised her that I would convert. So I just had a few questions. I've never gone through this before. I had dinner with her family last night, and I realized I've kind of been putting it off. So,
first of all, are you circumcised? Let's
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Wow! 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 Okay, now how do they do it? Are you knocked out?
You go into the hospital. Okay. They give you a local, I guess, and they cut the foreskin. You know what? It's not so terrible.
Oh, God. I love this woman so much, but I can't. Oh, my gosh. What's the parallel? What do you make the girls do?
If she's going to convert, she goes to the mikveh, the ritual bath.
Yeah, but do they cut anything off?
No.
Oh, that's unfair.
The female circumcision is a lot different than male circumcision. So, okay,
What is that? Is it the same thing?
They cut off the clitoris.
Oh, God.
A lot of the African tribes. The African tribes.
Oh, watch
that.
It now. I'm African American. Those are my people. All right. Okay, so can you tell me, like, step number two?
Okay, so what you have to do, you do your studying with Rabbi Ed. Once you finish studying, he gets a bet din together.
A what?
A bet din is three rabbis.
Oh, wait a minute. How many?
Three.
Oh, boy. Okay. If I do want to go all the way out,
yeah.
I'm getting the circumcision. How long will it take before I can actually have sex with my beloved?
Less than a week.
Won't that hurt, though?
But of course,
ow.
since you're not married yet.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not buying a cow I didn't milk yet, you know. Figuratively speaking. What about Christmas? Can we do no Christmas at all?
It's not a holiday. You're giving up the belief of Jesus.
What am I going to tell my family?
That's a definite.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
David Allen Greer, everybody. Dag, give it up for Dag. My wife was very excited. She saw him on Oprah last week.
I did, too. He was great. He showed Oprah how to improvise.
All right. Enough about Oprah, for the love of Christ. We have the Deaf Rat Guy up here. We have to do our Bonaducci off. I think we'll do that next. We're here at the Wave House in San Diego. Danny Bonaducci could not be here. He must be in Philadelphia.
I know. It's sad. Looking for somebody who can fill.
Hold
his...
on, are we booing that he's not here?
Yes. Wait, I'm confused.
Okay.
Too. Yeah, that he's not here because
okay,
you love
good.
Him.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
good.
A scumbag.
Yeah.
Maverick.
Mav. Mav, listen, there's no love lost between you two great warriors.
He stole my job, and then he was bad-mouthing me on the radio. I heard the other day. He said he wants to put me on his shelf.
No. He didn't say that.
It's the Danny Bonaducci show.
He said that his contract expired or something, and it's the minute he is done, he's going to try to put me on his shelf.
Oh, no, he's not. Wait a minute, Danny. Danny. Danny wants a rebuttal. Now, Danny says you misunderstood him. He said put you on a shelf like a trophy, like
right.
You put a trophy on a shelf.
Everyone knows here it's BS.
At least listen to what the man has to say.
He can't now.
Oh, sorry. All right. The point is we miss Danny terribly. I hope they let him back in California, by the way. I feel like he might get stopped at the airport along the way. But either way, he's not here. We miss him terribly. So we thought we'd have a little Bonaducci off. Now, there's already one guy who looks exactly like Bonaducci. He's just not... He's on this side. Yeah. He's just so S-faced. I don't know if we can contain him. Perhaps if we strap him to a refrigerator dolly and wheel him out here with a hockey goalie's mask on, we can work this out. But we're looking for a couple other good men. A couple of men who can fill Danny's size 8 women's bedazzled boots. So we'll bring them up, and we'll do the Bonaducci off next here from the Wave House in San Diego.
Adam's live at the Wave House in San Diego. Stick around to find out what happens next on the Adam Carolla Show.
You know, at 97.1 Free FM, we like to wake you up with some toe-tapping talk.
Oh, I'm Henry the Eighth, I am
Henry the Eighth, I am, I am.
But on Monday mornings, the Adam Carolla Show eases their way back into the talk week by bringing in their CD collection.
This is a horrible song.
And then talking about good and crappy music.
I think it's one of the best songs ever.
This is an awful song.
Music Mondays is powered by VisitLasVegas.com.
What did happen in Vegas? Stuck without an alibi? We'll just talk about their fabulous dining and golf courses.
Music Monday.
I don't like it.
On the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. We are 97.1 Free FM. So Gals, FM Talk.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Score's is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Score's LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring?
And there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is Ticket Central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of the Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a like special deal, you know, just between you and me?
No announcer, guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
FM. The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Funny morning radio. The concept of island time, I'm talking about the Caribbean. When you step off those fancy resorts, that the third world countries, there's no running water, it's a drag. But I found that even money couldn't motivate people to go faster because they were on island time and that was cool. And you looked at me and you just went, you know, I know you're broke, I know life is hard, but island time just rocks. You know there's an island as cool as any island in the Caribbean, 26 miles off the shore. It's Catalina Island, and we're going there together. Barbecue with Bonaducci, that's what we're calling it, on Catalina Island. It is Saturday, May 12th, actually. Enter to win an expense-paid trip to Catalina Island. Come across on the Catalina Express. Stay overnight at the Atwater Hotel and party with me on Descanso Beach. That's all you got to do. Register to win by going to 971freefm.com, and we will enter to you to win by a random drawing. Catalina Island, relax. You are on island time. It's 97.1, getting ready for summer the best way we know how, by taking you out to the islands. It's bathing suits, it's bikinis, it's barbecue, it's Bonaducci. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
As low as $259.95. And for all you Dodger fans, did you know that Earl Scheib is the official paint and body shop of the Dodgers? And it's the only place you can get your car or truck painted Dodger blue and many other home run colors. For a location and this month's special, log on to carpainting.com. While you're there, enter to win fabulous prizes at the Big Blue Car Crew. Remember, visit carpainting.com today.
97.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
The name is Santiago, which I course in German men and wore vagina.
If you said Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
They named it San Diego.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
You're correct! Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful San Diego. Beautiful sunsets, beautiful people. We're here at the Wave House. I'm here with beautiful Teresa Strasser. The Hagger, Danny Bonaducci, could not make it because there's one family member Danny loves, and apparently that family member passed away a few days ago, and he had to go back to Philadelphia. He's not here in person. He is here in spirit, and he's here in the form of Drops, played by Bald Brian. over there. We decided to have a little Bonaducci off because we missed the man. And we decided you guys could probably do a decent job filling in for him. So what we thought we'd do is have a little Bonaducci off. We'll play a drop, and then you'll have a chance to repeat it as best you can. Now, first we have up there we have Redman. Or do you want to go, Mike? Let's go right to left. Yes, first Doug.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I'm here.
In character.
I need some smokes. I'm wearing Hello Kitty underwear.
Nice.
Hey, you like my bedazzle work?
Danny, how much do you smoke a day?
I smoke 3 cartons a day.
Good.
Teresa, can you wear a Cindy Brady wig for me, baby? That new dress is going to do it for me.
All right, Doug's in character. Let's play the first drop for Doug to pair it back, Brian.
Those cookies better be golden and delicious, or I'll shake your foundation.
Those cookies better be good and delicious, or I'll shake your foundation.
Solid. Solid yeoman-like Bonaducci work. Let's go to our next contestant, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Frank. I feel like all anyone had to do to enter this contest is go swallow a handful of sand out in the beach.
Pretty much.
Swallow a handful of sand, you do a horchata beer bong, and you're ready to go. All right, so Frank, you ready for your drop?
Absolutely.
Dynamite! This is what I've been reduced to! Dynamite!
Dynamite! This is what I've been reduced to! Dynamite!
Ooh. A smattering of applause.
The crowd is not behind Frank.
All right. Noted. Kevin?
Yes.
All right.
I always sound like this, though.
Oh, this is what you sound
this
like.
Is it. Yeah.
Wow.
I like that.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, scary for your wife, really, quite honestly.
That's what she says. What can I say?
You
and Bonaducci should go out cruising.
I know.
or they should maybe sing a duet.
Tag team, a couple of gals be like getting nailed by 60 grit sandpaper.
Where the hell is he when I need him?
You know? Hold on. Danny, I'm channeling Danny. He's from the city of brotherly love. He's smoking, and he's actually smoking a lozenge right now.
At
a funeral. He's wearing a bedazzled tux. All right, Kevin, are you ready to go?
I think I'm ready.
All right, Brian.
Exactly how fascinating is Corolla?
Exactly how fascinating is Corolla?
All right. Solid. Solid, and now, the question mark of the group, Redman. The Redman looks like Bonaducci.
I am Bonaducci.
he's got a huge leg up.
You got a friend over here. Is that with a bambino?
English, motherfucker, do you players? Speak it?
Uh-huh.
Arturo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Everybody want to tell you, buddy, I love this place.
Uh-oh.
All right,
calm down.
You are an alcoholic.
All right, for the people sitting at home, imagine Bonaducci and Sammy Hagar putting a Cuisinart.
I can't drive
and then you just dumped in like 2 quarts of pop off vodka. This is what you would have, right?
Yeah.
Boom.
Actually, Danny Bonaducci called and said that he thinks this guy is too drunk to participate.
Oh,
now, when Bonaducci thinks you're too drunk.
Wow. All right. Let's at least give Redman a try.
All right. No,
yeah.
I'm joking, Redman.
He also looks a little like Moosey Dreyer, the actor from the old Bob Newhart show.
Who played
the son. Thank you. Very sad what's happened to Moosey. Go ahead.
I know.
I'd be dazzled those front pockets myself.
I got disqualified for being drunk.
No.
It's actually...
Redman,
hold on. Redman, I just added 5 points for you being loaded.
Yes. We should also say that he's covered with tattoos, which is very much in the spirit of Danny.
Right. Now, Redman, we need you to focus. Now, look, the point is there's a whole school bus filled with kids out there. You got to drive them home. So we need to focus here for just 1 second. All right, now...
I have a thing to be... The bus is running, but nobody's running.
Wait a second. Adam, he's oversharing.
This is amazing.
First off, he had a vasectomy, so ladies, no condom tonight.
The bus is running.
All right.
Nobody's running.
All right, now listen, Redman, listen to the drop.
Red Fox.
And parrot it back. Redman, focus, baby. Here we go.
Hey, I'm wasted. Let's drive.
Okay.
Say it back, red man.
Hey, I'm wasted. Let's drive.
Crowd?
No, not.
Oh, no.
No.
Red man, I really think you can do this. You just have to say.
Hold on.
What he
no.
Said.
You got to get the microphone
good
away from
day,
Red
sir.
Man.
Oh,
no.
I said good day.
He just yelled the F word into the mic, did he not?
Yeah.
Remember my concerns about that during
I
the
know.
Break?
We discussed it. You said you DQ'd him.
All right. You've been DQ'd, Red Man.
Goodbye.
Well, Red Man, come on.
Goodbye.
I don't
Red
think man. He's going to go gently into
First
that
off,
goodnight.
You dry humped the speaker. You yelled an F word into the microphone.
But shouldn't he win? In some ways, uh-oh.
Well, look, first off, everyone in the Bonaducci office is a winner. Everyone. Except for the people listening. All right, so now that leaves us Kevin, Frank, and Doug. All right, please
oh, no.
Ray,
Red Man is
Ray keep Red
up.
Man away from the stage.
Seriously,
please,
Ray.
Please.
It's now taken three security guards to get rid of Red Man.
Security,
I think
feel free to make Red Man black and blue man. And by the way, is anyone going to miss Red Man? If we just dug a hole and buried him out in the sand and the tide took him out to sea, what is? You think he's got kids at home going, Papa, where are you, Papa?
Papa's drinking the pain, go buy the juice.
All right, so we got Kevin, Frank, and Doug. Now, we're going to give you guys, we'll give you 15 seconds of freestyling. We'll start with Doug. Again, you do your best Bonaducci. If you want, we can interact.
I'm ready to go, Adam. I got plenty of stories.
You got plenty
all
of stuff?
Celebrities and being high.
All right.
One time I was driving down Santa Monica.
Well, hold on. Let me but set the know, clock. Let me
so
set
that
the clock
reminds me of one time I was getting high with Monica.
But no way. But Danny. Danny, it's the Adam Carolla
show. Susan Day in the back seat.
Okay,
I was ready
Danny,
to go. I had
Danny,
a bong
stay
in my hand.
Stay on
I was ready to go. Adam, you're the greatest. You're my boss. I love you, brother.
All right. Doug, nice work.
That's going to be hard to beat.
That's going to be tough to beat. Now, Frank.
First of all, it's the Danny Bonnie's Douchey Show.
Yeah.
Featuring Therese Strasser and Adam, whatever your last name is.
All
by
right,
the way, Red Man over there has my good liver. He's my Siamese brother, if you haven't noticed.
Wait a second. He paused. That's totally unlike
him. Yeah.
Oh,
now, he does, Bonaducci, when he talks, he does what Kenny G does when he plays a sax. He does what's called circular breathing. He never has to stop and breathe.
I accidentally took a bedazzle into the throat. I thought it was a quaalude.
Oh, it was an
accident. I'm sorry.
All right, Frank. Solid.
Don't look at me.
Nice job.
A young Joey Fatone.
Yes. You get told that a lot, probably.
Kevin?
Look at them. These guys are knockoffs, and if I got to, I'll kick their ass. Can I say that? I'll kick their butts till tomorrow, all right? Because let me tell you what. They don't know nothing. They can't do it. And Teresa, by the way, if you need somebody to take care of your babe, I'm here. I'm here for you, all right? Gretchen's going, and babe, I'm here for you, all right?
All right.
Adam, it's your show. I love it. But, man, I can't wait to get my own show.
All right. I feel like Doug is the odds-on favorite here. Yes.
I feel like me personally.
Doug.
Let me ask Doug a question. Just give Doug the mic. Here's a hypothetical for round three.
That reminds me of a story. Once I met him, I was high with Molly.
Oh man, this competition is over. This competition is over. Doug,
Gretchen, I want you back, Gretchen. Gretchen, I want you. I can't believe you're leaving me, ladies. I'm still single. Check out MySpace.com. I'm ready to go, ladies. I'm ready to go.
It's the Danny Bonaducci Show.
Wow, Doug. Doug, God bless you in your normal voice
God
now, please.
You.
Please, Doug. Are you
Adam,
a comedian?
A huge fan.
Or
no. I've just listened to you since you started on Love Line. I can't believe how great you are. We're really lucky to have you on the radio.
Well, thank you. Now you've really won, Doug.
Hey, Doug, what do you do for a living?
I'm a tech at Hewlett Packard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a tech at Fudge Packard. Yeah. That's good gay stuff right
You're
there. Red Man, where are you, brother? Come on, give it up now. Fudge Packard. Can't believe I never thought of that. All right. It ain't PC, it's Fudge Packard. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. We need to, we probably should take a break, but I'd like to play another Frank Anchors call, if I would. What do we have for Doug, by the way?
Yeah. Do we? What if we let him sit in on the news? Or
something? Yeah.
All right, Doug. Oh, Jesus Christ! I was going to get to do one news without Bonaducci, and now this.
Sorry.
All right, we'll get you up here, but we'll get the dart gun loaded. I thought we had a present, Angie. Didn't we have a present for the guy who won the...
Oh, he's got a T-shirt.
Oh, he won a T-shirt. There you are.
There you go.
There's something worth $2. You destroyed your vocal cords more. I'll tell you what. Oh, you get a pack of Marlboro Reds, too. All right, I'll tell you...
I love to smoke while I'm on my treadmill. I got an ashtray right there. I got a bong in one hand and a crack pipe in the other. I'm ready to go.
It's hard to turn it off, isn't it?
He does have an ashtray on his treadmill, everybody. All right, it is Friday, technically Thursday, but Friday if you're listening in many of the other markets. That means Crank Anchors is on MTV2, and then keeping in our Friday tradition, we'll do a Burcham call. Now, I believe this is Burcham calling. Well, he's looking for a babysitter. It's an incoming call. That's right. We put out ads in the newspapers, and somebody called answering an ad. Burcham picked up the phone. They wanted to be a babysitter, and it went a little something like this.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Katie.
Got a niece named Katie.
I was just calling about the babysitting position.
Mm-hmm.
And can I ask a question about
sure.
it?
Sure.
Is it like a long-term, short-term, just for one day, for a week, or a month?
This is a long-term job opportunity.
Okay.
I'll explain my situation. My name is Burcham. I'm out during the day. My wife is a stay-at-home mom, but she can't get out of bed because she's morbidly obese. So it's important to have somebody around the house take care of the kids, seeing as how mom can't.
Sure.
And that's where you come in, Katie.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any experience with kids?
Yes, I do.
I was
an experienced babysitter.
You are?
My babysit family, yes, mm-hmm. family friends.
Mm-hmm. You have kids of your own?
No, I do not.
All right.
I'm 19 years old.
19.
Yeah, and I'm a student in college.
All right. Too young to have kids.
Yep.
Smart, very responsible.
Yes, I try to be.
Well, you got to use that birth control.
Yep.
Yep. You, IUD, Norplant, what do you use?
Well, that's none of your business, really.
Well, I'm making it my business.
Well, I would rather not answer. And if it's that's depending on the job, then
sponge?
I won't take it.
You use the sponge, huh?
No.
Pull out.
I'm not.
Pull out. That's yes.
I hope you please forget my phone number, please.
Your back door? Your back door, gal? No babies in the back door. I'll tell you that. God knows I've tried.
I'm going to report you to the police, you disgusting
God, hey, how dare you, ma'am?
What the hell was that? I don't remember that call. Ah, the good old days. All right. Well, we'll take a break, but... Before we do a little tease with the news with our own beautiful Teresa Strasser, what's coming up in the news, T?
Thank you. We'll talk a little Imus, we'll talk a little Idol, and I've got important news about boobs.
We'll do the news next. Also, live round of What Can Adam Complain About? The frat guy's gonna pick Miss Delta Foo. All that still coming up live out here in San Diego at the Wave House next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more coming up from Adam, his wasted staff, and scantily clad, very busty women. Live at the Wave House in San Diego, the Adam Carolla Show.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Round Table truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Home Ownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing, and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Home Ownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right. And that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop of one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Hinney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Hinney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Hinney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Hinney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-MAESTRO. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-MAESTRO.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Dos Equis, who remind you to stay thirsty, my...
More Frosty, Heidi, and Frank in 60 seconds.
97.1 Free FM. The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci.
Funny morning radio.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right. Welcome back.
Oh, that's it? All right. Sorry, I was asking, calling Doug Kevin. All right, hold on a second. We're here at the Wave House. Thank you for joining us out here in San Diego. Great crowd out here in San Diego. Teresa Strasser's going to do... Yes, what do you want?
My question. Hey, what's up with that billboard post, your GQ post?
Oh, I don't... Oh, all right, all right. Please, go join Redman out in the sand, would you? Doug is here. Doug just won the Bonaducci off, so we thought we'd invite him up to do the news with us. Great to see you, Doug.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Now, if you like to smoke to add authenticity, feel free.
We're going to need more. This is just for one break.
Oh, it's only four packs, yeah.
Where's the chin-up bar? I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
T?
Yes.
You ready to do the news?
Yes, I am.
Well, here we go. Teresa Strasser with the news.
I need my news song.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Well, just when you thought you weren't going to hear anything else about Don Imus, he is back in the news. Why? Because it looks as though he is going to sue CBS Radio. He had a multi-year contract with CBS Radio. It was a $40 million five-year deal. Now, CBS, who we should say owns our station, is in a bit of a bind because his contract requires him to be irreverent and controversial. And the document says that those qualities are, quote, desired by the company and consistent with company rules and policies.
Could you guys imagine? So this guy's making $5 million, $6 million a year, right?
That's right.
$5 or $6 million a year is like... Imagine you get S-can from whatever your job is, and for the next 3 years, you get $600,000 a month. And part of the stipulation is you can't work for the next few years.
What do I have to do? Make out with Imus? I'll do it. I'm ready to go.
That's $8 million bucks a year, so now he'll be paid that to not...
Oh, the luckiest man on the planet. So are they paying him right now?
Well, no. They just fired him, and it seems as though he feels he should be paid, and that's why he's going to take him to court.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. The man just yelled that he loves the Jews.
Uh-huh.
I feel like something horribly anti-Semitic is about to follow. I don't know why.
You mean like, what do you call a female Jewish girl that flies an airplane?
Oh, no. What?
A pilot, you racist.
Am I the only Jew in San Diego? Is there anyone? Where are my Jews?
Yeah.
One. Right.
Great. You, Teresa and Redman.
Okay. Now, moving on to an important story about boobs.
Oh, yeah, here we go. MySpace.com/Bonaducci.
Are there women here? Raise your hand if you're under 30.
Bobby!
Okay.
Raise your shirt if you're under 20. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Mr. Likas. Now,
It's a winger Thursday, man.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that because according to a study published in the British tabloid The Daily Star, 62% of women under 30 have flashed their breasts in public. That means the majority of you that raised your hands have at one time or another flashed your breasts in public.
If you like breasts, call 1-866-901-ADAM.
Now, Danny, have you ever flashed your breasts in public?
I'll do it right now.
No, Danny, Danny, no, don't get nude. No, Danny. So 62% of women in England, or women around the world, or women in these United States?
Well, you wonder if it's any different here, but this was a survey conducted by the British tabloid Daily Star. So maybe more of them flash their breasts, but I wouldn't think so. Mm. And 70% of women say they've posed topless for photos at home.
I'm showing a nut right now. I know it's not good radio, but that's just the way I roll.
Adam, I thought that was a ferret.
No.
Now I don't feel well.
No.
Those are metric breasts anyway. They don't count.
Well, it was a big night on American Idol last night. I don't know if you guys watched. Two people were eliminated. Now, first, let's remember the good times. Did you guys like Blake when he did that beatbox rendition? Let's take a listen.
This is amazing.
Yes, go ahead.
I can just interrupt for a second.
Please.
Something about that song makes me want to punch Greg Brady in the face. I don't know what it is.
You're doing well. I like your fake Danny. Now, Blake is safe. He's the last man standing. Mm-hmm. There's now four of them left. Blake, Lakeisha, Melinda, and Jordan. Who got eliminated? Phil Stacey, the bald guy. And that guy, Chris Timberfake. They call him.
Oh.
Yeah, he is no more. So 135 million people voted, and now they're gone.
Thank you. Now I can sleep tonight.
So what is there, 4 weeks left?
Something
is that
like
how it
that,
works?
Yes. No. 4 weeks left and four contestants.
Listen, I don't like the show any more or any less than you do. I just have to talk about it because 30 million people watch it every week. And what are you going to do?
Wow,
eight of them may be listening to the show.
You're waiting for football to come back.
That's right.
Now, here's a good story about a teacher. Now, I'm the first person to say that our teachers are horribly underpaid. Any teachers?
Yeah, well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. The teachers get paid like 50, 60 grand a year, but they only work 9 months out of the year.
That's a good point.
I mean, you do the math, it's 90 or 100 grand.
It's an important job. They shape young minds. Anyway,
right.
There was
I'd like to shape some young minds.
There was a teacher in Oregon, Hillsboro, which is just west of Portland. This woman, she taught 8-year-olds, and oh my God, that guy's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
And back in January, she was on the playground, and an 8-year-old took off her jacket. It was just a regular Columbia hooded ski jacket,
okay.
And the jacket disappeared on the playground.
Okay.
So the next day, the girl's mom went on eBay trying to find a replacement jacket, and she saw a listing for the same jacket, same color, in this little girl's size, and then she noticed that the seller was also from Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out the jacket on eBay was her daughter's missing jacket, which had been stolen by the teacher.
Oh, my God.
To make a few bucks.
How much can you get a hoodie on eBay?
A huge hoodie.
$8?
Apparently, they don't
Hold
pay
on
their
a
teachers
second.
While there.
You
that
guys...
reminds me of the time when I was out with Black Sabbath.
No, Danny.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
I fell asleep naked.
And then what?
I had blood all over my face, and I woke up on a treadmill.
Oh. Somebody. Oh. They just threw it. I'm hoping they threw it at you.
There's no throwing
beer. All right,
beer.
Security.
We just had a glass thrown at us.
Yeah, it was plastic. But
all right, here's what I want to say about this eBay. Every once in a while, I'll see a gardening trowel sold on eBay or a sweater or a shop towel for $4, and I'll think, how low rent can you be?
I know.
Really? Shouldn't there just be a, if it ain't, if it's under $30, you eat it. Really? You're selling things on eBay? You're selling a hoodie on eBay in a girl size 4?
If I can interrupt right now.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, I'm on eBay for $1.99.
Oh, really? You're selling yourself on eBay?
Well,
week.
According to the Smoking Gun website, this teacher, 41 years old, and Monday she was charged with computer crime and theft. And they've got her mugshot there. It's a sad story. But teacher who stole a kid's jacket.
Look, if you're going to step out of line, you have sex with a student. That's what you do. You don't sell a hoodie on eBay. What is this world coming to? So sad.
Danny, have you ever had sex with a student?
Did you have sex with a student or a teacher, Danny?
All of them at the same time. That's why I'm in San Diego right now. I hear it's a college town.
Very nice. Now, we were talking about IMUS earlier, and obviously the IMUS controversy brought into light what words we should and shouldn't say and who should say what words. Well, Ice-T has spoken out, and he is saying, you know Ice-T from Law & Order SVU and also from his many rap albums.
Right.
Yes. He says that he's against the move to ban the N-word from hip-hop. He says there's not a chance. Quote, I'm a say N-word.
I'm against the N-word. No. I'm against no.
He says, quote, I'm a say N-word till the wheels fall off. My daddy used to say it. I believe that if it doesn't apply to you, don't say it. If you ain't from the hood, don't say N-word. That's where it lies. Then he said something even stranger. Besides black people, it's also okay for Jewish people to call each other the N-word because they've also been through a struggle. He says, quote, it's an inside word.
Although he's talking about Nosh.
Or nudge.
Nudge.
It's an inside word. Jewish people can say it to each other. Black people can say certain things to each other. It's okay.
Oh. Listen, Whitey gets no words anymore. We don't get the N-word. We don't get the J-word. We don't have anything left. All we have is money and power. God damn, it's horrible being white.
I'm actually black myself.
Are you?
Absolutely.
The N-word for you, nymphomaniac.
When are we going out to dinner, Teresa? Let's go. I'm ready to go right now.
Maybe you should do it with virtual Danny. You know, he doesn't smell like smoke. He has black beard.
Oh,
Nothing wrong with virtual Danny.
Right now, I'm ready to go, man.
That's a good gig. Works for Hewlett-Packard.
Big fan, big fan.
There's nothing wrong with the man. I mean, he's
look
attractive.
Look at the smile on that woman. Oh, my God. She should be arrested for being illegal and then already be in jail and ready for it to go.
I like this. I like it. Now, Fake Danny.
Yes, my dear.
It might be a little too soon. You know, you're just recently divorced. Maybe you're not over things with Gretchen.
Who?
See, there's your answer.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. CNN.
And a round of applause for Doug over here for doing fantastic virtual Danny. All right, get your questions ready and strap in, because when we come back, we'll do a live San Diego version of What Can't Adam Complain About. See if you can stump the world's greatest complainer. Don't ask me. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. Live here at the Wave House in San Diego, we'll be back with What Can't Adam Complain About next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, the Ace Man's throwing a little beach party at the Wave House in San Diego. And there's more coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
You know, 97.1 Free FM may not be the most tactful FM talk station in town.
All you need is my handprint on your ass, dude.
But we are the only one.
Likas 101, I am your professor.
You know what the problem is with women? If they treat men the way men treat women, they would be fine.
So do you hump us and dump us?
Sure do.
Fantastic.
Sure do.
What time can you be here?
Talk is cheap, and that's why we're free.
For women, you know, once they are on the girlfriend list, they're not going to the booty callers.
97.1 KLSX. Free. 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 FM.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by anytime to see the luxurious multi-million dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip, and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Scores is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Scores LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is Ticket Central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Hinney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Hinney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Hinney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Hinney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
97.1 Free FM.
Bummed out about my hearing.
He funnels beers.
If you must vomit,
loves to do some boozing.
Go out to the parking lot.
He's so hammered.
Hell yeah.
I'm Schwarzenegger Meister.
Getting some.
Yeah, he's a death rat guy.
You may have to get your stomach pumped.
Death rat guy.
Well, we're back here at the Wave House in San Diego doing a little live Cinco de Mayo show. As promised, coming up, Def Rat Guy is going to pick his Miss Delta Foon. We have a lot of candidates floating around backstage. But first, a hallmark of the Adam Carolla show. What can't Adam complain about? Now, Teresa Strasser's out in the audience. Here's how the game works. You guys can all see there's no papers in front of me. I have no idea what any of these questions are, but I will complain my ass off about them. Do we have an opening, Brian? Thank you.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
All right, who's up first?
Okay, this is Andy. Now, Adam, I know it's hard to complain. We're by the beach. It's beautiful, so I hope you have it in you. Andy, what can't Adam complain about?
Adam, how can you possibly complain about this Saturday, De La Hoya versus Mayweather?
Well, a big pay-per-view championship-style fight. Here's why I can complain about it, because I get hyped up about it, because they hype us about it, they make shows about it, they get everyone whipped up into a frenzy, and then it's disappointing. It's really like the first time you ever had sex, if in fact you've ever had sex, sir, and I'm going with no.
No, Andy's married.
I'm married.
He's married to his right hand. He's not married to a woman. Please, Andy.
I love you!
All right, he's yelling at Red Man right now. He's face down in the sand waiting for the tide to take him out to a dignified burial at sea. Yes, I'm going to David Alan Greer's house on Saturday night. That's right, Dag, my main man. I will let him pay for the pay-per-view. We will both get very excited. The fireworks will go off. The mariachi bands will play. And then it'll be a boring eight-round fight where somebody gets disqualified for wetting themselves. $50 down the drain. Who's next?
What's your name?
Casey.
Casey. Nice.
What can't Adam complain about?
First of all, Adam.
Carolla. No, it's weird when I say it. Yes.
Sorry. Do it again.
Adam.
Carolla. Thank you. Thank you.
Adam, how can you possibly complain about the Wave House?
The Wave House. Wow. It's tough to complain about the Wave House. Well, first complaint, the Wave ain't fired up. It's just sitting there like a kiddie pool that's been turned over. Number one. Number two, you guys are here to drink. You're here to have a good time. You're here to enjoy. You're here to get laid. You're here to see Def Rat Guy. I have to work. I'm working right now. As I complain, I'm working. As I'm complaining about working, I'm technically working. Everyone keeps handing me beers, but I don't want them because I got to be on the air for another 3.5 goddamn hours, and it's going to feel like 8. It will feel like 8, people. Now, I'll start getting plastered in about an hour from now when we hit the halfway point of the show. But there is nothing I would love more than to join you. And when I say you, I mean the proverbial you, not you guys individually. But I would love to go out into the crowd, crack a beer, spark up a doobie, and relax with you good people instead of come up here and bust my hiney complaining about complaining. Yes, the frat guy is sporting his drinking helmet. Thank you, Casey. Wow.
What's your
this.
Name? Trisha.
Trisha, very Trisha. Nice. Very attractive.
Yes. Trisha, what do you do?
I'm an accountant.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what can't Adam complain about, Trisha?
Well, first, I just want to say really quick, I'm a little upset about the Bonaducci contest.
Really? What
was because my brother was in it, and he didn't win.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Last I checked, this game wasn't called What Can Trisha Complain About?
Trisha, which one was your brother?
Adam complain about?
But it was the Joey Fatone lookalike.
Oh, really?
This is amazing.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to complain really quick.
Okay.
Because I'm Italian. But what I had to... Okay,
hold on. Right. Let me say something about hot chicks. Hot chicks can talk as long as they want about nothing, and all we do is not. Now, here's the problem. We enable them, people, because no one ever says to the hot chick, hey, put a sock in it, bitch!
Shut up!
Because you're good-looking. Look,
well,
what are you? What are you, a good, like, what are you, size 2 with a nice, healthy C-cup? That's going on.
That's about right, yeah?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
All right, what do you want
do
me
you have
to
a boyfriend
about?
Who's here?
Not here in Italy. All right. What
in Italy. Jesus Christ. I was going to say, if he was in Oregon, you could cheat, but in Italy, forget about it. And by the way, I'm doing the he's in Italy math. He's on top of someone right now. Please. He's an Italian guy?
American.
American guy just went there to get laid. He's on a sex tour?
No.
What's he doing in Italy?
He's studying there.
Studying. Studying poontang. That's what he's studying. When they say he's
you're
studying,
wrong,
no,
you're
when
wrong,
he
you're
said
wrong,
he was
wrong.
Studying abroad, he meant broads.
No.
All right. Keep guessing, but he's probably cheating right now, which means you could get even with one of these guys here today.
No.
All right, what do you want me to complain about?
Someone who just came out with 2 beers in his hat, which is so classy. Deaf Rat Guy.
How can I complain about Deaf Rat Guy? Wow. That's tough. You know, how can you complain about a guy who gets his own parking space right in front of the supermarket, the gym, and the radio station, Deaf Rat Guy? Well, Deaf Rat Guy is a dear, dear friend, but he's oftentimes late. He's oftentimes drunk. If you've ever heard him doing one of these live shows, and if you stay around long enough, you'll hear him get drunk. He won't hear him, but you'll hear him get drunk and belligerent and out of hand. So he's a great guy now. Give him about 45, 50 minutes. You'll see the sloppy, drunken, who loves your brother, misogynistic, Deaf Rat Guy. Look out. He's coming after you, baby.
Yeah. 1040 EZ.
That's
she's an
right.
accountant. What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan.
Teresa, that joke was 14 minutes late.
And I haven't even started drinking.
Jordan,
what can't Adam complain about?
Adam cannot complain about Mr. Bonaducci not being here.
Wow, let's see, my head's going to... How can I complain about him not being here?
What's that?
That's
exactly what I mean.
Here's the God's honest with Bonaducci. Sure, sometimes he's the baseball bat and the spoke of my rants. Sure, once in a while I get on a roll and he throws
no
a pebble
at me. Baby.
All right, listen,
I'm
Bonaducci.
Everywhere. You'll never get away from me.
But I'll tell you.
I'm going to ride your coattails for the rest of my life.
Bonaducci, I'm going to hit you with this tack hammer in the head.
I'm ready to go. I can't hit anybody anymore. It's $30,000 every time.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm in love with the new Bonaducci.
Man must study the transcripts when he gets home at night. Bonaducci, go have a drag off
Goodbye.
That cigarette.
The Adam Carolla Show. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Bonaducci, I miss the man. I can't complain that he's not here. He could be helping me right now. He really could. You couldn't see him. He'd have to jump up because the desk is too hot. But I do miss Bonaducci on the... Oh, please, if you can't make fun of the ones you love, who can't you make fun of? Give me the last one.
Okay, what can't Adam complain about?
Adam, my man, how are you going to complain about the beautiful, the lovely, the sexy, San Francisco born and raised Miss Teresa Strasser?
Miss Teresa Strasser.
feel like this might hurt a little bit.
Wow. All right, baby. Take your headphones off and grab a box of Kleenex. Teresa Strasser, such a talent. Such an amazing intellect.
Don't try!
Beauty, brains, she's got it all. But no self-esteem. Goes home, crawls inside a bottle of Jameson's every night, and fills up an expired tray of lean cuisine with her own salty tears. That's right. There's nothing worse than seeing someone not live up to their potential. Teresa Strasser is beautiful. She's smart. Second only to Tracy Metro, she's the best news chick we could get. But yet, when she looks in the mirror, she sees a fat, stupid girl from San Francisco whose stepmother's screaming she's not good enough. Well, that's the only thing I can complain about with Teresa Strasser, because the reality is she's more woman than any of us could ever hope to be. All right, that's enough.
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
What can Adam complain about live? Teresa Strasser, look, that's potentially uncomfortable.
That was good, though. Thank you.
Wait,
oh, wait, we have a late breaking
entry. We have a
entry.
Bonus. What
All right,
can
I'm
Adam
heading
complain
out
about?
There. Please do not curse, sir.
I won't, no.
The Hammer.
The movie.
Yes.
It becomes too... I'll tell you what I can do. Ozzy, come out here if you can hear me right now. Now let me explain something, people. I have done the Man Show, yet I have no Man Show T-shirt. I did Crank Yankers. I have no Crank Yankers T-shirt. I did the Adam Carolla Radio Show. I don't have the beautiful sweat jacket that Teresa Strasser's modeling. And Oswaldo, now turn around and show people your shirt, please. And Ozzy is lit like a Roman candle right now. Ozzy's wearing a wonderful shirt from the production of my movie, The Hammer, and I do not have one. That's what I can complain about when it comes to The Hammer.
Waiting for the movie is the best history to the one immigration guy in the United States.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
All right, Ozzy.
Waiting for the mini-May. Waiting for the mini-May.
All right. Ray, get out of here. Ray just shoved Ozzy. Ray, get out of here. Ozzy, take the headphones off. That's enough. Ozzy started drinking in the limo on the way out here about 1 in the afternoon, so please excuse him. All right, that is what can Adam... All right, Ozzy, please, leave the stage.
He's going to join Red Man.
All right, that is what can Adam complain about. Now, next, we have a couple things coming up here from the Wave House. We have a Deaf Frat Guy. He's going to pick the Miss Delta Foo competition. We'll have a bikini contest. Also, I'm sure there'll be an oral and written portion of the competition as well, and we'll do a little live home improvement question. So I will answer your home improvement question live here from the Wave House in San Diego. Line them up. We'll do that next on the Adam Carolla Show.
It's Adam Carolla's Cinco de Mayo Beach Party, live at the Wave House in San Diego. Go get yourself a shot of tequila, and we'll see you back here in just a few minutes on the Adam Carolla Show.
It happens every year. The weather gets warm, and the tops come off. Hey, we could be talking about convertibles here, but we're not. It's Flash Friday.
Flash Friday!
Friday afternoon when Tom Likas says...
Ladies, if you see a man with the headlights on, be sure to show him your rack.
Flash Friday.
It'll be oh so satisfying.
Flash Friday enhanced by
Sounds of Tequila. Go to soundsoftequila.com to celebrate the countdown to Cinco de Mayo. Please drink smart.
We're celebrating another Flash Friday.
The Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 KLSX.
Free FM.
SoCal's FM Talk.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford and Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of the Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a like special deal, you know, just between you and me?
No announcer, guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on a 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's easy to find carpet with the look and feel you want. Just call Empire today.
800-588-2300.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. 97.1 FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
Hi, this is Phil Privett from the San Diego Chargers, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, there you go, little hometown boy. We are here at the Wave House in San Diego. Come on down and see us. If, in fact, it's Thursday, if it's Friday, do not come on down and see us. Go to your job and try not to piss anyone off. All right. We are going to do some home improvement questions. We're also going to do a little Def Frat Guy, Miss Delta Foo bikini competition. But first, since it's Friday, and that means Crank Yankers on MTV2. We thought we'd play an oldie but a goodie from Dave Chappelle. Shaving Dave Chappelle. Trying to get the Wu-Tang Clan booked in a bed and breakfast, and it goes a little something like this.
Good evening, this is Reba May.
Hey, Reba May, how you doing? I need to make a reservation. I'm going to need about 12 rooms.
12 rooms? You must have a whole lot of people coming.
Oh, yeah, we on tour. We got everybody.
Well, that's fantastic. Who are you with?
The Wu-Tang. We got Method Man, RZA, the GZA, Old Dirty Bastard, Inspector Deck, U-God, Ghostface Killer, Raekwon, the Chef. Everybody's there. You down with this?
Well, I tell you what, sir, I wished I could help you, but I'm not big enough for that.
For 12 rooms?
No, I only have 2 rooms.
I'll take that. That sounds good. Just so long as we can fit the girls in there with us, you know what I'm saying?
Who am I speaking to again?
Huh? Oh, this shaving. S-H-A-V-I-N, like I'm shaving my face.
Neat. And you're a rock group or?
Straight hip-hop, yo, from the streets. Hardcore.
Oh,
the real deal weed smokers, you know what I'm saying?
My daughters probably know this. I have a daughter who teaches swing.
She knows Wu-Tang.
Yeah, but first of all, I'm alcohol-free and smoke-free.
No, that's straight, man. We smoke outside. You got
okay.
You got turntables and microphones?
I don't have that. I have an old 70s record player.
That'll work.
Okay, where are you performing?
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me one second.
No problem.
Yo, shut the f*** up, man. I'm on the motherf***ing telephone. All right? Excuse me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not quite sure that I can totally fit your needs.
Okay, I understand it. But y'all do keep it real over there, right?
You mean like a movie reel?
Yeah, no, like some people is fake. Y'all are real, right?
Yeah, you're right. We're not fake. We're real.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know rap music at all?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I like rap, particularly Christian rap.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that too. We do all that. I bust Christian rhymes, whatever you want to hear, just so long as I'm practicing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
If you want, I could even write a rap about your bed and breakfast.
That's cool. But I really got to think on this, and unfortunately I have to leave pretty soon. I'm going to work with some kids, little kids at the church tonight.
Oh, okay. Tell the kids I say God bless from the Wu-Tang.
Okay.
I mean, Aunt Reba's B&B. I'm down, it's you and me. All the way from New York to Washington, D.C. to Iowa. All the way I go.
Let me check with my husband and make sure he's willing to give up his bed.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
Okay, and I guess the only concern I have is that we don't want to have some kind of, like I said, a lot of parties and a lot of ladies coming and going.
You want me all to yourself.
Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right.
I know how it is, Aunt Reba. I'm sexy like this.
Okay.
All right, Wu-Tang.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, peace, I'm out.
Peace, bye.
The world's blackest man hooks up with the world's whitest woman, and comedy gold is made. Well, it is time now to do some home improvement questions. Mike is out there, ironically, holding the microphone. We've lined up a few people. We'll do a little live Wave House style home improvement questions for you, and then we'll bring Def Frat Guy out here with his beautiful ladies and do a little Miss Delta Foo competition. T.
Yes.
You were on that show while you were gay.
Yeah, while you were out.
While you were out.
On TLC. She knows it. She's my new girlfriend.
On BFD.
You were also on BFD.
Oh, I forgot. Make fun of my own network. Point is, you can jump in on these too, baby doll. You
all
know
right.
What you're talking about. All right, who's up first?
From the pantheon of morning radio, gladiator steps into the ring.
Bad stucco.
It's like a wall stud in your ceiling.
Something called a tuck trowel.
The bottom of a ceiling joist.
You grind out the mortar.
2x6.
Adam Carolla answers your home improvement questions.
Here's what you need to do.
The quest begins now.
The bit my wife calls boring.
By the way, incidentally, may we start drinking now officially?
Yes, we can officially start cruising. Yeah.
Because if I have to do the news again, it's going to be ugly. I'm Moose.
What do you got, sir?
Boy, this is going to be fun.
Brian hates this bit.
He hates it.
Adam, I just bought myself a condo. And I have no washer and dryer hookups, but I want to install one. I've got a room for it, but what do I need to install?
You want to put a washer and dryer inside of your condo. You want to do the stack or the side-by-side?
I have a closet, so I'm going to go with the stack.
Uh-huh. All right.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you want a washer and dryer, it's either you either need a gas line or you need 220 electrical. I don't know if you have a gas stub out there. I don't know if you have 220.
It's all electrical.
You have electric dryer, in other words. You also need a water line, a drain line, of course. And then you also need to vent it because you need to vent the lint. And by the way, a safety concern for a lot of people is you gotta vacuum those lint things out every once in a while because they will catch fire. So... I know, Brian. Aren't you supposed to play
Brian.
Some boring
okay,
Huell House?
The fun begins.
Now, who hates this bit more, your wife or Brian?
Well, I think Huell Hauser hates it most. Brian hates it second. My wife hates it. This is very interesting.
Now,
how are you going to be able to vent this thing outside when you're inside your condo?
I've got a. I'm going to go through the closet. I think I'm going to go out the stucco on the side of that.
Uh huh. And don't you think the other folks from the Homeowners Association will arrest you when they see you drilling the stucco out of the side of their condo?
I'm hoping they won't notice.
All right. Get some change and go down the laundry. You're breaking my heart. Who's next?
Hey, Adam. My name's Matt. And every time I flush the toilet upstairs, it sounds like John Bonham's playing the drum solo for Black Dog inside the wall downstairs.
Wow.
How do I fix it?
Timely reference.
You're having a ball
out here. That was almost as good as my accountant joke.
Godly died 33 years ago. Yeah, here's the whole thing. You flush the toilet, you hear the stuff come rushing down. A lot of people use it. It's a newer house, I'm guessing.
No, it's from the 80s.
Oh, see? I consider that newer.
So cute. How old are you?
27.
Yes, he's got a reference from the 70s, but a house from the 80s. Here's the thing. They have the plastic PVC pipe. You hear all the stuff come rushing down. Back in the old days, they had these cast iron pipes that they welded together, and you couldn't hear any of it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's probably pipe shaking inside of the wall. The pipes are supposed to be strapped down inside of the wall. But I'm sizing you up, and you ain't enough man to open up that wall and strap down those pipes. So you're going to have to live with it.
That's funny, because I was just sizing him up and thinking...
Okay, time has passed.
Ryan, I'm trying to hit on a guy. Can you knock it off? I was just thinking, you got a baby face, and in 3 Jamesons, come see me.
Yes.
Now, who else has got some stories?
Oh,
I didn't see the ring. I'm sorry, wife. Good time.
Homeowner with a baby face. All right. Where's your wife?
Waiting for Teresa.
Yeah. She's not here, right?
She'll be here after 3 Jamesons.
Okay. All right. We'll get her over here. We'll
this
get a little threesome going. All right. Next. Sorry.
Hi, Adam. My name's Jacob. We've got some problems in the bathroom with black mold. Our floor is almost sinking into the ground.
Black mold was my porn name, by the way. Didn't get a lot of work with that.
It kept growing and growing.
Had to switch to Duke Lacrosse.
What can we do about that?
Black mold. Yes, bleach will do black mold. Will kill the black mold, or so they say. But here's the whole thing. Everyone's freaked out about mold. Last I checked, mold has been around for about 2 billion years. It was only 15 minutes ago we decided it was killing everybody. There's mold everywhere. There's mold in my underpants. There's mold on the roof of your mouth. There's mold in the eyes of Jesus. There's mold everywhere. We just got freaked out by it about 2 years ago. It's cool. You know what? That blue cheese you enjoy, that's mold. That yogurt you enjoy, that's mold.
What about that penicillin that cures you?
That's mold.
Oh, that's almost too exciting to bear.
And this bit is old. Let's do one more. What do we got?
Hey, what's up, Adam? Big fan.
Another good-looking man.
Teresa, even bigger fan.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
Are you married?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Wow. About, all the good ones are taken, Pete.
It gives me hope. It gives me hope.
For about another month. Anyway, I want to put in one of those pulleys for the hard top of my Jeep in the garage.
Uh-huh. You want to lift up the hard top
exactly,
of the Jeep. That's
exactly.
Right.
So I'm having trouble.
By the way, that's a Dan Tana move. Pull the Jeep right in, undo the top, and lift it. When you walk by a garage and you see a top hanging, there, that's a man. That means a man has arrived. I don't care if it's a Jeep or it's a Mercedes coupe, whatever it is. When you see that top dangling, that hard top, this is a guy.
This is amazing.
Here's a guy who says, I love a convertible, but none of these rag tops. I want a hard top convertible, and I'll pull the whole shell off the roof of my car. And it'll only take 40 minutes in a block and tackle and a come along and a 4,000-pound winch, but I'll get that top off there. So you want to hang an eye hook up there and put a pulley up there,
exactly.
And you want to know how to hang the eye hook.
How do I find the damn ceiling
nice
joist?
Nice to talk to you.
And I could not find it. And I drilled about a dozen holes. Did
all
I
right.
Them by metal?
Let me tell you. First off, T is my stud finder.
I've already found two married ones.
Yes. Now, there are ceiling joists that are in the ceiling of your garage, right? You have drywall up there?
Yeah.
You have a room above that?
Yes, I do.
Here's a little known fact. Two sheets of drywall are up there. They have to do that because there's a burn rating. It can't burn through. When you have an internal combustion engine in there and a dwelling above it, they have to double up the... Aren't you going to play the boring thing, Brian?
You all have earned your pay right now.
Boring is you have a 2x10 up there. It's either 16 on center or 24 on center. Either way, it's up there. Now, you got a lighting fixture up there? Because sometimes there's a good chance,
Okay,
wait a minute.
Passed.
I know. You have a garage door opener, right? Yes?
Yes, I do. Yes.
It's mounted up there.
Yes.
There's a good chance that there's a lag bolt screwed into one of those ceiling joists. So if you line it up with the ceiling joist and the lag bolt, you will find it. But you can do your finger. Poke your finger up there and do it, except for the drywall's doubled up, so you won't hear it quite as well. But 16 inches on center, take a little eighth-inch bit and just poke it through there. You will find it. See where the garage door opener is mounted. That's where it'll be.
Are you all having as
helpful?
Much fun as we are learning about
And let me just add, from what I learned in my 50 episodes at TLC, you never have to watch TLC again if you just listen to this. Put a plant in the room. It brings the outside in.
So we have accomplished our mission.
All right. Are we out of guys, or we have one more? Let's do one more. What the heck?
Okay, I'm refinishing some hardwood floors.
You're refinishing hardwood floors. What do you do?
How many coats would you recommend of polyurethane?
I know this one.
All right.
Three. You let them dry in between.
I recommend 3 coats and 5 Mexicans.
Wow.
And 1 6-pack of beer. All right. I'd say that'll about wrap it up. T, you didn't know it was 3, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, good news.
Pillows.
Yes, throw pillows. Brings the sofa into the outdoors. We are going to bring up next crowd favorite, who's also bringing some boobies up on stage. Def Rat Guy is here with the Miss Delta Foo competition next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam's live at the Wave House in San Diego. Stick around to find out what happens next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, 7-Card Stud. You remember 7-Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by anytime to see the luxurious multi-million-dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need
extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip, and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. Six rooms, three DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Score's is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info and stay tuned for the new Scores LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is Ticket Central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1,
home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air
at 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Dos Equis, who remind you to stay thirsty, my friend.
Is it going head-to-head in a competition of quality? Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot. Let's take a look at our current leader, Behr Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Behr's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Behr really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents 18 or older. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Behr better? Take the Behr challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Behr.
You. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
1-800-420-LAWS or go to 1-800-420-LAWS.com.
97.1 Free FM. The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Funny morning radio.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Scores presents Strip Club Etiquette with the Deaf Frat Guy. Today's topic, foreign money.
Unless you made a run down to Tijuana to get some cheap Mexican trim, it is considered rude to tip with anything other than American money.
That was Strip Club Etiquette, brought to you by Scores and the Deaf Frat Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, welcome back to the Wave House here in beautiful San Diego. Deaf Frat Guy, is your mic on?
Hell yeah.
There we go. Deaf Frat Guy is here. It is Teresa to my right, Deaf Frat Guy to my left. Ray is out there with the microphone, as well as a bevy of beautiful, beautiful women, all vying to be the first Miss Delta Fu.
It's a very special evening because this would inaugurate the first Miss Delta Fu. And also, it's a little cold out here, but these hot ladies should warm up the festivities.
Very well put. Very eloquent.
Maverick, these two ladies are already embracing. How do you feel about girl-on-girl love?
Give this by, give it a try.
Well, we are going to crown the Miss Delta Fu. Now, you have a series of questions. We can all see how beautiful the ladies are. Now, is Ray going to start at the end of the line, I guess, and make his way? We have many, many beautiful women here. Ray, who do you have there?
Melanie,
wearing a bikini top and bikini bottoms as well, but I think...
And a pierced upper lip, is.
Got some sweats pulled up there. Yes, looking good, covered with tats.
Melanie!
Young and petite. Oh,
Melanie,
petite.
What else do you have here?
Yeah.
I just
you
want
can't
to say
that
the thing that you cannot see with the sweatpants is Melanie has a really nice, compact little dumper.
She's about
5'1" or so. She's very tall.
Hold on. Deaf rat guy. Sign language. She's going to show you.
Getting down to the bikini. Looking very beautiful.
What's
very
wrong?
Nice. All right. Wonderful. Who's next, Ray? Ah, yes.
Trisha,
that's right, our beautiful Italian queen who doesn't think her boyfriend is cheating in Italy as we speak.
And no perm, that's natural.
Beautiful accountant, slim, slender, beautiful pouting breasts. What do you think?
Well, looks on everything. I need to ask you a few questions.
All right, go ahead, ma'am.
If you could be one kind of dream, what dream would you be?
If I was a dream, what dream would I be?
What tree?
Tree. We'll translate.
Barbara Walters famously asked this question to Katharine Hepburn, which I'm sure you all remember.
What? You know what? My mom is hearing impaired, and I didn't even understand that.
What kind of tree would you be?
Right, don't get angry now.
You know,
he's
like
very
an
sensitive.
An oak tree or a willow?
I'm oak because I'm steadfast and sturdy.
Yeah, Ray. Yell into the microphone,
Ray,
you idiot.
Ray just said it. I'm an oak because...
All right, next question. Are you safe down below?
Listen, you know she's hot, people. She can't figure out what kind of tree she is.
This is amazing.
Girls 1 and 2 were practically unintelligible, and I think for a Delta Fu girl, that's got to be something good, right?
Hell yeah.
Seen and not heard, yes?
Hell yeah.
All right, who's next?
April
with a solid D cup over there. Yes?
Double D.
Double D cup. Pardon me.
And kind of a goth look to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a nice look.
Ace, though, real or fake?
I'm going real from here.
Real.
I'm going real.
You lose.
All right. What do you got there?
It's time for the talent competition. And by talent, I mean show me your cans.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
They don't speak, but I'll hold the mic up.
She can make them move by themselves.
Does it matter to you, Maverick, if they're real or fake?
Hell no.
No, doesn't. All right, who are we moving on to, Ray?
Good job.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
Jordan, very nice.
You have to be pretty with that name.
Yes.
Can I just say, Jordan has about the nicest ass I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Stand up on here and show the audience? This is really a thing of beauty.
Wow.
Someone's got the ass of 11-year-old.
Show Adam what I'm talking about.
Wow, get that
honestly,
mic out of
it's
there.
Perfect.
Wow.
No, that is literally.
Holy mackerel.
That is literally a perfect turn, Connor.
Yeah. Well, that makes it dirty, Maverick.
Literally. And I guess when a woman is in her underpants presenting herself, you shouldn't yell, holy mackerel. But it's an old, I'm just turning a phrase.
What,
there,
do you do
people.
Some Pilates or what do you do?
Absolutely Pilates for the past 4 years.
It is working, baby.
Jordan, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah.
Wow.
You look fantastic.
Pilates is like... It's like steroids for the ass.
That's right.
But for ladies.
It's like, yeah, it's like our fart tanks on the juice.
Hell yeah.
Who's your friend that you're hugging?
All right, my penis is doing Pilates. You have a question?
Yes, I have a question because the next lady is very beautiful too, but I want to get back to Jordan for a sec.
Yes.
Jordan, would you believe me if I told you just the tip?
Never just the tip. You know.
Hell yeah, that's true.
Wow, so she's right.
Hell yeah.
Correct the mundo.
All right, who's next? Her beautiful busty friend who looks. Who does she look like? What celebrity does
she
look like?
You know, she kind of looks like Tara Reid. Before things went bad.
Before they went bad. Tara Reid, and again, we're looking at double D's, I do believe. And
a little ginger spice, Jerry
from,
Halliwell.
Yes, yes. And they look real from here, is it?
No. No.
Ray, no?
You want to feel it?
I'll take your word.
Wait a second, I want you to think carefully about
right, hold
this.
On.
Do you really want to feel this woman's voice?
No. Not real.
Yeah. You can tell
I'm real
fast.
Enough.
But Maverick's wood is real. I'll tell you that right now.
There's nothing plastic in this trouser.
Well, how do you girls know each other? Because you've been embracing for, you know, the last 20 minutes or so.
We actually met through Free FM. I owe them my life because this is my best friend. So.
Oh. You don't have to
besides,
give your life.
Besides your best friend, though, what else has gone on?
Look at her. Do you think I can keep my hands off of her?
Oh, my God. Yay. Listen, this is not just radio talk. These are two beautiful young women.
This question is very important because you mentioned radio. What do you think about banning the N-word from hip-hop music?
Wait.
Yeah, look around.
No.
Holy crap, she has a nice turn cutter too.
Do you want to stand up, Tara Reid, and show the people?
Show the people, Tara Reid. Now the question. The N word in
I'm really scared
music.
Of her question. I feel like she's not really ready for this.
No, I honestly, like from my heart, I do believe it should be taken out, but that's my personal opinion.
But what about free speech?
Have you ever dated a black man?
I've never dated a black man, but I've kissed one.
All right.
Okay.
The night is young.
Private spot.
I thought she answered that very well. And by the way, if you want to see pictures of these beautiful women, go to AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right. Let's keep moving. Who's next?
I think she's going to be a handful.
Oh, boy. Oh, the world's craziest woman. I met her backstage.
Uh-oh.
Ray,
hi.
Contain her, please.
Ray, can you... Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Three kids on this one.
Now, are those real?
Take a guess.
Do you want them to be Adam?
Oh, real. They're as real as Kimmel's Christmas tree.
I want them for Teresa.
You want a what with Teresa?
I think flirt.
Flirt. Okay,
flirt.
Good.
We'll call it
good.
We'll call it.
Now... What, Ray, get her name, please. Do the mic. Use the mic.
What is your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Now, Rebecca told me backstage she was a...
Major in psychology.
Major in psychology at UCLA?
That's good because I have major psychological problems.
Really?
Rebecca, besides that, show the crowd what you got.
Well, just say
Rebecca's insane, eh?
Do you have... Yes, Rebecca, has anyone ever told you you were nuts?
I have a question for her.
They say therapists are the nuttiest people.
I have a question for Rebecca.
Go ahead. Ask Rebecca a question.
Show me your breast. Oh, wait. Let me.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was a question.
Yeah.
Tell me your
audience?
Plan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it was a question. The question was, tell me your plan.
Oh, I see. The up inflection.
I see.
She's showing us her breasts.
Now, Rebecca, turn around and show the crowd your breasts.
Is all that right. Your only question for her, Maverick? I mean, we want to get to know her.
Oh. Only on Love Lines, I would.
Actually, you don't want to get to know her. All right, we're moving right along. All right. Jump down.
I like Rebecca. She has a nice personality.
She has a winning personality.
And she's obviously very attractive, but so aren't all the other beautiful lady misses.
Right. All right, Ray, who's next? Rebecca, I think you popped the nipple there,
oh,
baby.
Oh, no. Wait, can I ask, Ray, will you ask Rebecca, does she intend to be a therapist after she graduates UCLA?
You should, 2015.
You should work with special needs kids, Rebecca.
Yes.
All right, she just performed oral on the microphone. That's a resounding yes.
Good to know.
This is
Julia with MILF.
Julia.
Huh? Wait, but you spell MILF a different way with a PH.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we're mothers in life, passion, and health.
Huh? Uh-huh.
That means divorce.
They're also cougars, man.
What is that?
That's, we're trying to turn away from the derogatory term, mothers, I'd like to.
Right.
And make it something that's still... Wait. We're trying to make it still.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, baby.
I'm trying to understand.
Wait a minute. We're
Come
still
on.
Trying to show that even though we're mothers, we can still be sexy and still
well,
take
that's
care
what
of ourselves.
MILF means.
But you can be sexy as a MILF.
All right, wait a minute. Go cool down, man. Cool down, man.
I've even seen a few grilfs.
Now, hold on. You
mean gilfs.
You've made him mad with two D's, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Maverick against dumb distance.
That's right.
If it was not broke, why do you have to fix it?
That's right. Listen,
nice to talk to you.
Listen, do not upset Mav in the middle of his Miss Delta Foo competition.
It's Books League. Well, they have to do this to me on my big night.
You know, I feel like Jordan is to this contest as Melinda Doolittle is to American Idol.
Yeah.
She's way ahead. Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. All right, but now wait a minute. Now, do you have a question for the MILF with the PH?
You're a great big fat person.
And by the way, attractive.
Yes.
I'm just blown away that it was working so great.
Hold on. She looks actually upset that now the crowd has booed her and such.
How,
are you okay?
How many kids?
I'm 32, and I have two children, a boy and a girl.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just do not. I have a big time problem with you changing the spelling of MILF.
Ma'am, just say hey, mother, one another, and let's move. Let's move forward. Now your partner over there is very attractive too. What is your name?
Katrina. I'm not a mom.
You're not. The night is young, baby doll. Get up on, hop up on the apron there. Let's get a look at you, because Katrina.
She's gorgeous.
Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious.
A brunette. I think
Katrina, how old are you?
Hell yeah.
26.
And you look like you've done a little bit of Pilates yourself. Just all natural?
Soccer.
Well, is that whatever.
Just... And are you also a MILF with a PH?
I work for the MILFs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, she's a nanny.
But you got that body from just kicking balls all day long, right?
And running.
Yeah, you guys look good looking MILFs with a PH. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Hey, she's got veins running through her calves, this one.
Yeah, strong.
Absolutely.
They're great. They're good looking. They're old. Call me old fashioned.
Right.
This one is a MILF. But don't go change the spelling. Sorry, baby. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. You guys
pulled your... personal, but just don't screw with my head like that.
I feel like we barely got to know her.
You've offended Maverick. I'm sorry, ladies. We'll have to cut you out of the competition.
They changed the spelling of MILF.
All right. Don't, we understand. Don't get upset. Who are we left with? Do you have one more?
I think I entered the wrong contest.
What?
What do you think this was?
My name's Lily. I don't know. I have no idea.
Spell me. Hey, well, ask her question anyway, Mav.
Okay. Which color best describes your mood right now? Green with envy, blue with sadness, Oh, Red Hot with Passion.
Red Hot with Passion.
There you go.
No, I like her.
I don't like her attitude, but I like her look.
She's a little reluctant, but I mean, wouldn't you want the girl that didn't want to be in the porn, but
yes.
you lured her into it?
All right.
She's a girl now.
All right. Well, it's time to thin the herd a little bit here.
There was one part of the question. It said, or.
What?
What did he say?
That was the next
I don't know if that was a question.
Maybe, Mav.
Said the first time.
Mav, are you ready to crown a Miss Delta Foo? Should we get them up here on the ring apron?
Why don't we take a five-minute break?
Yeah, let's have some finalists when we come back.
All right.
I need time to think. My hand is going to explode.
All right. So are your underpants. All right, we'll take a break. We have some beautiful contestants and finalists here for the Miss Delta Foo competition. Mav, you shake it loose back there. Get your game face on. We'll come back. We'll crown a Miss Delta Foo.
Delta Foo! I'm a little mixed up.
I understand. You get right back there. We'll take a break. We'll be back at the Wave House in San Diego, and we'll crown a Miss Delta Foo next on the Adam Carolla Show.
More coming up from Adam, his wasted staff, and scantily clad, very busty women. Live at the Wave House in San Diego, the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM.
It happens every year. The weather gets warm, and the tops come off.
Hey, we could be talking about convertibles here.
But we're not. It's Flash Friday.
Flash Friday!
Friday afternoon when Tom Likas says...
Ladies, if you see a man with the headlights on, be sure to show him your rack.
Flash Friday.
It'll be oh so satisfying.
Flash Friday enhanced by Salsa Tequila. Go to salsatequila.com to celebrate the countdown to Cinco de Mayo. Please drink smart.
We're celebrating another Flash Friday.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Henney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Henney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Henney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Henney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by any time to see the luxurious multi-million dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
The Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
You know, it's very funny. Whenever they give me something to tell you about that I have a passion about, there's something they need you to know that seems like the least important to me, but... when I tell you about all these Harley-Davidsons at, Ventura and Simi Valley Harley-Davidson, they want me to mention to you that you heard it on this radio station or on the radio. Go into Ventura or Simi Valley Harley-Davidson, get a free ride book with a purchase of anything. And that can be as small as a 25-cent sticker. So there you go. Here's the deal. They've got two shops. They have two dealerships, two big stores, whatever you want to call them. One in Ventura, one in Simi Valley. They both sell motorcycles, have full-service shops, and... Harley clothing. Now, that's genuine Harley clothing. Nothing says I ride. Nothing says, hey, I kind of do what I really want to do. Like a real life. They're expensive, I'll tell you the truth. A good leather Harley-Davidson jacket. But it's worth it. It tells people something about you. Harley-Davidson has their own financing on site. They also have the apparel, like I told you. Genuine Harley-Davidson motor clothes. Bitchin'. When you mention Harley-Davidson, you just can't say Harley. You gotta say Harley-Davidson, because that's what they are. They got a last name.
Beach Palooza, Iraq!
Now, they're being deployed.
This is it, Iraq.
But a little off target.
They're not in Iraq, gringo.
We invaded Mexico.
Delta Farce.
We have more divisions for you.
You see, we leave now, the terrorists win.
Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts May 11th.
Night. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, San Diego, California. A 52-year-old man stabbed and robbed a gas station customer, then escaped by stealing his motorhome. Definitely not a Jew.
Wow. Dawson animated. Must not have had his pot brownie. He eats a pot brownie every morning like you eat a multivitamin, people. Welcome back to the Wave House in beautiful San Diego. We have Def Rat Guy up on stage with us.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out to my website, defratguy.com. Is that cool, bro?
What can we find there on defratguy.com?
Well, I have the T-shirt.
Right, the Delta Foo shirts.
But now I'm excited to announce that I have a new blog.
Yeah?
A blog.
Really? What have you been writing about?
A lot of it has been the situation with Danny.
Oh, right. I understand.
Ongoing war.
I understand. But if you go to...
F that douche.
All right, now wait.
It's the Danny Bonaducci Show.
If you go to defratguy.com, you can get the T-shirt that's got the fish. It's got the Christian fish, except for it says beer bong in it. You can get the Delta Foo T-shirt. You can get the mini.
You're not wasted the day.
You're not wasted the day.
And they accidentally printed those T-shirts that said Def Fart Guy. What are you going to do with those?
That's a highly limited edition.
But those are available for purchase?
Each will be signed, and it'll have its own serial number.
I see. Deaf fart guy. All right, now, we have the finalists in the Miss Delta Foo competition. I thought what we'd do is, because it's Friday, because Crank Anchors is on MTV2, we'd play a great Crank Anchors bit. You do some soul searching, and then we'll come back and announce the finalists of the Miss Delta Foo competition. So, let's do Seth MacFarlane. You know, you guys watch The Family Guy?
Oh, gay!
Seth MacFarlane, one of the great talents working in the industry today. We sat down a few years ago, and this is him as his 40s guy calling a gay bar.
Boots. Is this Boots and Saddle?
It is.
My name's Dick Rogers. Do you hear?
Yeah, Dick.
Close your pie hole and open your ears, Bubba. Have I ever got a bone to pick with you? Listen, I'm at your establishment last night, and these fellas keep looking at me. They keep ogling me. I got a hunch your club's lousy with sweet fellas, if you catch my drift.
Oh, my friend. I mean, then you picked the wrong establishment.
Let me tell you something. Where I come from, a fella goes to a bar to throw back a bourbon or two, watch a ball game, maybe talk to a pretty lady. Your joint served me my bourbon with a paper umbrella, had a Streisand picture on the set, and the only lady I talked to was named Carl. What gives, I tell you? What gives?
Hey.
Where's all the skirts and dames?
I have no idea. I don't like women. I don't look at women. I don't need women.
Well, fella, I need women like I need booze. I'll tell you that right now. And every red-blooded male that I've ever met says the same.
Well, I'm a red-blooded male. I'm a tax-paying, hard-working man, and I like...
I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
You probably wouldn't be able to your way out of a paper bag.
I could my way out of a cardboard box.
Well, if you got big muscles and a big... Why don't you come on in?
What's your sign?
You see there?
Oh, wait a minute. What the hell is going on? See, this is what you people do, isn't it? All the bars in this town, and I gotta walk into this sissy hole. Why, I oughta... I'm slightly intrigued, but that don't mean nothing, you understand?
Well, if you're slightly intrigued, why don't you come on in? My name is Ed. I'm a pretty muscular guy.
You're felching up the wrong leg, fella, let me tell you.
Come on, you're probably getting a little boner right now.
My God, I haven't had this feeling since summer camp.
You see there, buddy? Why don't you come on in and explore?
What in God's name is happening with my body?
I'm telling you, why don't you come on in and let us really explore where you're at?
Now, this is crazy, Dick. You like dames, you understand? You like dames.
It's okay to like guys, too.
Oh, look, my Maltese Falcon is doing a military salute.
You see there? Come on in, buddy.
No. What's your name?
My name is Ed. Why don't you come on in, and next thing you know, when somebody's, looking down at your wanker, and your wanker is feeling good...
Ed, would you do me a favor? Would you say wanker one more time?
Wanker.
Would you say it again?
Wanker.
Would you say it again, Ed?
Wanker.
Ed, would you say it one more time?
Wanker.
Oh, God! What was that? What just happened? What in God's name just happened? Oh, God, brand new pair of loafers. Good God.
You see there, you knew you wanted to do that.
Ed, let me tell you something. I'm going to come down there and make out with you, but I want you to do something. I want you to keep those gay guys away from me, all right?
That sounds like such a great idea.
I'll be the straightest guy you ever Ed.
Explore those feelings and come on in.
Ed, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, Ed.
Seth MacFarlane, everybody. He's the 40s gay guy. All right. Well, Mav, his... Well, he's taken his 10 girls and he's whittled them down to 11. I think he actually added one. Mav, the whole idea is you're supposed to pick your... Who do you have? Who do you have? Four finalists there?
Get off my lap, okay?
Oh, no, wait. Mav,
enough is enough.
But this is a potential Miss Delta Foo.
I know, bro.
Maverick, these girls are not skanks. They're all beautiful girls.
They really are.
They all are beautiful ladies.
Right. Only one can be Miss Delta Foe.
This is what I'm struggling with right now.
Well, let's talk it out. Who are you? What are your thoughts?
Jordan and Tara Reen are like, they come, it's like 2-for-1 package. So if I pick them both, they'll take their prize, they'll chalk it in their trophy room, and they'll go off to each other for the night and forget I ever existed.
I see.
Right, you don't want to get left out.
With the real girls, I really have a chance to be in a threesome tonight. But this Delta Fool, Miss Delta Fool will last for maybe a year.
Right.
And I need one lady to represent the frat.
I understand, and then you'll crown a new one this time next year.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, you've narrowed it down to who? Your top four?
Hell yeah.
Okay. And
But part of me wanted to divide these two up.
Right, your penis.
No, Tara and Jordan to divide them.
Oh, I see, that part of you.
And also in the running is the goth girl that let you feel her boobs and the little petite girl.
Yes, with the tattoos. It's very...
Beautiful
12, women.
Star tattoos all across her back.
All right, well, Mav, yes, give her the microphone. Let's hear what she has to say. Yes.
I don't have much to say, but Adam, you are my god. Since I was like 12 years old.
There you go.
We have declared a winner.
Thank you. Well, I will. thank you, my child.
I just threw up in my mouth.
You know, in this, because goth girl, you are her god, and goth girl, you probably took a lot of Adam and Drew's advice on Love Line, right?
How about the one where you shouldn't get so many goddamn tattoos?
I'm sorry.
Are you guys best of friends?
We are. I don't even know her, but we love each other.
All right.
No? Yes.
No.
Okay.
This must be very fulfilling.
Whoa. Oh. Lesbian action going on stage. Mav. You're soul searching now, Mav, but you have to make a decision.
I am the founder and president of Dance of Fools. Therefore, technically, I would make the rules of the organization.
Right.
Today, I am pleased to announce we will have a 2-for-1 package. It's these ladies, Jordan and Tara Reid.
Congratulations.
I mean, look at them. They're professional.
They always come together. Yep. Things are better in a
package. Mav, don't you have the song?
Give Mav a little something.
Mav. Whoa,
Maverick.
Mav's making out with him.
Hell yeah.
Maverick, this is important.
Ladies, what do you have to say?
God. It's Sodom and Gomorrah up on stage, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we need to run with us now. See you later. Sayonara.
Now a threesome instead of a twosome.
Hell yeah. Let me present you with the sash of Miss Delta Fool.
What else? Yeah,
that was made with a Sharpie.
And this is for... Hold on one
second. He handed him a sash, which was some toilet paper, and he took a Sharpie, too.
And now for the crown.
The crown is a batting helmet with two beers on each side of it.
Share, girl, share.
Oh. And how about the coveted... beer bong sash, Mav.
Did you get any more romantic?
No. Oh, look at them. They're sharing their beers.
And the bouquet.
Nice.
Mav, aren't you supposed to sing that Burt Park song?
There she goes. It's the beautiful Miss Hell yeah.
Well, there they are. Put your hands together, everybody. Miss Delta Foo.
The first annual.
And I've got to say, now, I don't know if these girls want to make an acceptance speech.
Yeah, do you have a platform?
We're honored. It's now a threesome instead of a twosome. Yeah. We always come together.
By the way, what are your names?
I'm Jordan.
Who?
Kimmy. Who? Kimmy and Jordan.
Kimmy and Jordan. Could it get any better than that, fellas? Hey, everybody. Thinking about a threesome, not about a 3.5 sub. I'll give you a sub. Yeah, you don't need your ears on to joy tonight, man. You're gonna pop his beer bomb cherry, everybody. Jordan, give it. If that is your real stage, Jake, stage 4. All right. We need to take ourselves a little break. Nice work.
Congratulations to these beautiful ladies.
Thank you.
Jordan and Kimmy.
Cheers.
Fantastic. Cheers. You're beautiful.
Give
each other a little smooch. And we'll
First
take
Kimmy
ourselves
take
a break. There you go. When we come back, the legendary trainer, Freddie Roach, the man who is training Oscar De La Hoya, legendary trainer. Freddie Roach will be on the show next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hell yeah.
Don't you worry what they tell themselves.
Yeah, the Ace Man's throwing a little beach party at the Wave House in San Diego. And there's more coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-MAESTRO. M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process, from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of the Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a special deal, just between you and me?
No announcer guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
Responsibly. You know, at 97.1 Free FM, we like to wake you up with some toe-tapping talk.
Well, I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
Henry the Eighth, I am.
But on Monday mornings, the Adam Carolla Show eases their way back into the talk week by bringing in their CD collection.
This is a horrible song.
And then talking about good and crappy music.
I think it's one of the best songs ever.
This is an awful song.
Music Mondays is powered by VisitLasVegas.com.
What did happen in Vegas? Stuck without an alibi? We'll just talk about their fabulous dining and golf courses.
Music Mondays.
I don't like it.
On the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. We are 97.1. Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
The Adam Carolla Show, starring Adam Carolla on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Tom Likas.
I just want to tell the listeners out there not to settle. Women are like ice cream, Tom. You don't have to settle. If I go to Baskin Robbins, there's a ton of flavors out there.
I say women are like ice cream cones. Lick them until you finish them.
I'm probably one of the fewer women that are on the corporate ladder right now.
Yeah.
Just dealing with men like you. But
the only reason to be on the corporate ladder with you would be to look up your dress.
I'm an identical twin. He's going to the Seattle show. Boy's not out, and his wife told him, no, if you go, I'm going to divorce you. So my brother Sean is asking me to step in for him tomorrow. And
so you're going to go hang with his wife and pretend to be him?
Yeah.
You going to put the bricks to her?
I might. She's hot.
I realize you are so anti-woman. I don't know why.
I know. I'm very much in favor of women as long as they're younger and hotter than I am.
Women, they are especially like flowers, you know.
Well, they're like flowers. Eventually, they turn brown and die.
97.1 is now
Free FM.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
97.1 Free FM.
The
It's the Adam Carolla Show, live at the Wave House in Mission Beach. Now back to Adam Carolla.
Well, great to be back here at the Wave House in San Diego. Well, I'd say about the biggest fight of the year, maybe the biggest fight of the last 3 to 5 years, coming up this Saturday, De La Hoya versus Mayweather. I'm going to be watching over at David Allen Greer's house this Saturday. And the legendary trainer Freddie Roach is on the phone from Los Angeles. Let's pot him up if we could. Freddie?
Yep.
Are you there? Good to speak to you, Freddie Roach. Freddie, you're training De La Hoya for this fight, correct?
Yes, sir.
And how's the training going?
Yeah, we had a great training camp. We were pretty weak, and we worked really hard. We had good time partners. We could stay as a time partner. So we're working out really well.
All right, we're breaking up a little with Freddie. Are you on a cell phone, Freddie?
Yeah.
Ah, maybe that's it. Is there any way we can get you to a landline?
I don't have
money. Oh, no. Would you guys prefer we go to Home Improvement?
Please try your call again later.
Freddie, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to see if we can clear this up a little. You're going to head out to Vegas when?
We're in Vegas right now.
Oh, you're in Vegas right now?
Yeah.
I see. And, of course, the fight is Saturday. You guys trained in what country?
We trained in Puerto Rico.
Did anyone hear that?
Djibouti?
Puerto Rico.
Ah, Puerto Rico. And everyone is saying that Mayweather's unbeatable. Obviously, you don't believe that, or you wouldn't have taken on the task of training De La Hoya. Explain to us why you think De La Hoya can win this fight.
Well, I think we're the bigger person. We have a lot of size and strength on him. And his speed is the biggest. He makes mistakes, so he gets away with it because of his speed. But we can do. I plan on capitalizing on that.
Hey, Freddie, I think I don't think our connection is good enough to continue this interview. I'm sorry, but I think the cell phone connection is bad. Maybe we'll try hanging up and calling you back or something like that. All right.
Okay.
All right. It's funny. It's always real clear when you're hanging up on the person. You ever know that part where you're like, hey, buddy, I can't understand a word you're saying? And they're like, yeah, I can't hear you either. And you're like, yeah, this isn't working at all. No, this is horrible. Yeah, so what we should do is just hang up. No. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. As a matter of fact, I suggest that we, and it's like 10 minutes into the conversation about why you can't hear each other.
Yes, it's like when you're about to break up with somebody and then you have the best night ever of your life.
That's what happened.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
And you have to rethink your decision?
I think what Freddie Roach, and by the way, a lot of people don't know that Freddie Roach was a professional fighter and had about 50 professional fights and has Parkinson's from fighting, but he was a guy who did a ton of fighting before he did a ton of training. I think what he's saying is De La Hoya is a bigger guy, and Mayweather's having to step up and fight a bigger guy.
If you had to call this fight, who would you say is going to take it?
It's hard to say that a guy who's 37-0 is going to be 37-1. On the other hand, De La Hoya, good-looking guy, businessman, well-spoken, but a warrior.
You're in love with him?
I am. People don't realize that. I don't know. I don't know if people don't like him because they think he's sort of a sellout to the man. All right. Somebody's yelling out there in the crowd. I swear, if I could, I can whiz on you from here.
So try it.
I learned something in high school known as brewing where maybe I've said too much.
Are you gay?
You know what I think we should do? I think we should hear ourselves a Burcham call. Yes, that's what we should do. We'll hear a Crank Yankers call, and then we'll try to figure out this Freddie Roach debacle. This is a classic Burcham call. He's calling a construction company trying to get a job.
Good afternoon, Pierre Construction.
Hi, my name's Burcham. This is the construction place?
Yes.
Yep, I'm your man.
You're your man? Oh, you are, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and how is that?
Well, I'm a damn fine carpenter.
You need to come in and fill out an application.
What's your name?
Jan.
Mm-hmm. Jan, let me be up front with you. I lost most of the fingers on my right hand to a hypoid saw.
Okay.
So I don't write real good.
Okay.
So the application thing's a little sketchy.
Well, actually, what you'd need to do is you would need to speak to a foreman.
Listen, I don't have, I mean, I have a right leg, but it's the same as not having one.
Mm-hmm. Well, just so you know, it is for a hardware installer. You do have to have your own truck, and you do have to have your own tool.
72 Ford F-250, lumber rack, bed box, and a bumper sticker that says, Sierra Club, take a hike to hell.
Okay.
Kiss my ass, you tree huggers.
There you go.
Kiss it. The Sierra Club, those pansies, same guys who sat stateside while I was in NAM, in country.
Well,
knee deep in a rice paddy.
There you go.
Leeches, sizes of Frisbees on my neck, whole M16
right.
over my head, looking out for Charlie.
Yep.
Goddamn cows were booby-trapped. You know about that.
I know.
Lost
I
a lot of
it.
Friends over there.
But you are alive, and that's a good thing.
But McCann isn't, and neither is Hernandez or Jackson or DiGiacomo.
Yeah.
Whole platoon went up. Espinosa, Big
but
Ed.
But they're up
Ed.
Above.
No. Well, yeah, McCann and Hernandez is not Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, he was into Satan.
You never know.
Me and him smoked hash out of a human skull.
You never know.
Sometimes I wish I was dead.
Yeah, well, now, you're on this good earth for
I don't
a reason.
Know. Sometimes when I'm up there on the scaffolding, you know, up on the third floor, I think about tying a twist lock cord around my neck and just diving.
Well,
just taking the big plunge.
If you're still here and you've gone through all of that, you most likely wouldn't die anywhere because God's got a reason for you to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Tell that to McCann, Hernandez, to Jack.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, Pearson, Honeycutt.
Yep.
Manny. So. Mo and Jack.
So if you want to come in, sir, and speak with the foreman, you are more than welcome.
Left a piece of myself over there, you know?
Yeah, and they'll be more than happy to...
Three kids.
And do what
kids.
You need to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the only thing that made the pain go away was the heroin.
Oh.
I had to chase that dragon.
Yeah, chase that dragon.
Then I come stateside, and I'm supposed to be cured?
No, nobody's never cured for life from that.
I'm shaving out of an army helmet, I'm getting shot at and banging underage whores,
and
doing smack
be...
all day long, and I'm supposed to just get a job in a hardware store?
That's right, you're supposed to be a normal human being after all that, huh?
I wonder I took a claw hammer to one of the customers.
Yeah.
You guys do drug tests?
Yes, we do.
Which drugs does that cover?
They, all of them. They do a hair test.
I don't have hair. I'm like one of them cats.
Oh,
burnt off.
Yeah.
Napalm mortar landed right. That's what took the Giacomo.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I don't know. You'd have to speak to the foreman on that one.
You guys got 401k plan? Or?
Yes, we do. Medical 401k.
Profit sharing?
I'm sorry?
Profit sharing?
Yes.
Paid vacation?
Yes.
I know this sounds crazy, but can I take this week?
Yeah, no, sir, don't work that way.
I was willing to die for this country. I can't get a week.
I know. That's how it is.
All right.
Okay.
God be with you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, a little classic Burcham crank yankers Friday night.
You guys love Mr. Burcham.
Yeah. I wish people liked me as much as they liked Mr.
Why don't
Burcham.
You like Adam as much as you like that?
I had a program director pull me aside once and say, we know Burcham's funny. We don't know if you're funny. I said, I do, Burcham. He said, please. Can you talk to Burcham and get him in here? I swear to God. All right. Well, speaking of funny, Jimmy Kimmel, everybody. God love Jimmy Kimmel. None of us. And I don't mean just me and Teresa. I mean none of us would be here if it weren't for Jimmy Kimmel. He does a little character on Crank Anchors known as Terrence, the gay assistant. And this is him calling a restaurant for his client, Mr. Bill Cosby.
Thank you for calling.
Hi there. My name is Terrence, and I'm Bill Cosby's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a reservation for Mr. Cosby for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
And there are certain things that Mr. Cosby likes.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I could mention those to you.
What does he like?
First of all, he doesn't like to be made a spectacle of. So if the staff could avoid making eye contact with or looking at him, he would appreciate that. What is the temperature generally in the restaurant?
Just, it's nice, comfortable temperature.
Mr. Cosby likes it at exactly 71 degrees.
Okay.
Bill does not like food in the shape of a square.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the wait staff, if they could refer to him as my man. He likes to be called my man.
Okay.
He'll also need exclusive access to the men's room. And so if you could rope that off or something for the other customers so that he has exclusive access to that.
Okay.
Oh, a large shallow bowl of salt water, because sometimes he likes to wash his feet before the meal.
Okay, can you hold just one moment?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? I'm September. We were speaking with Allison, I think. She had given me a list of a few things that you wanted to make sure was...
Yes, could I go over that list with you?
Sure.
Just to make sure you have everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you have on that list?
He doesn't want to be made a spectacle of.
Right.
No square-shaped food.
Right.
And what is this about? M.U. man?
My man.
Oh, my man. Oh, sorry.
Bill likes to be referred to as my man.
My man.
When he comes into a restaurant, he would say, hey, my man.
Okay.
What's happening? That kind of thing. He's a regular guy. He's a terrific guy.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
Now, let's see. Exclusive access to the restroom for him. We do have a back stairwell in our kitchen that he can use if he does need to go, so he doesn't have to walk through the dining room.
Okay. Will anyone else be using that bathroom at all?
It will be. It is a public restroom. We do have an employee restroom, but it's not going to be.
Bill does not. If anyone is using, he will know. And I don't know how he knows, but he knows.
For the whole evening while he's here?
For the evening while he's here, yes. And if there's some kind of sanitizer for your protection seal on the toilet, just to let him know that everything is clean and prepared for his buttocks. I mean, he is very specific about certain things, but he's a wonderful man.
Okay, and what is this other thing? Large ball of salt water?
Bowl of salt water. Sometimes he likes to wash his feet, and obviously he won't do that in the restaurant. He'll go into the bathroom, but sometimes he does like to wash his feet before the meal.
Okay.
And just so I have it for sure, what will you call Mr. Cosby when he comes into the restaurant?
My man.
Thank you so much, September.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing you. And please don't make direct eye contact with Mr. Cosby. Thanks.
Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Goodbye.
The great Jimmy Kimmel is Terrence Crank Anchors tonight, MTV2. Well, people, let me explain what's going on. Freddie Roach is dropped off the phone. We cannot get hold of him. We have some time to kill, and I'm making a very, very controversial decision. I brought Ray out here to tell the Jack in the Box enema story. Now, this is a highly controversial story, one that's never been told on this radio program before. If you're squeamish, if you have a heart condition, if you're under 18, it's time to turn off the radio right now. If you're pregnant or you're on prescription medication or blood thinning medication, it's time to shut the radio off right now.
Because, and by the way, it's all true.
This is the most disgusting, filthy, vile story you've ever heard in your lives. Well, where does it begin, Ray? Summer 1981. We're breaking.
Circa. We'll call it circa.
Circa 1981. Ray and I living out in North Hollywood. We didn't have your video games back then, kiddies.
But we know how to make our own fun.
We had to make our own fun.
And how old so were you at the time?
We're 16.
Doesn't matter.
17 years old.
42.
So we used to break into this place called the Mulholland Club. It was a club up on the hill. It was a health club up on, Mulholland.
Mulholland Skyline.
And we'd go up there at night, and we'd get in there, and we'd do a little skinny dipping in the pool, and we'd bring some girls by.
Wow. And we figured something out.
It was generally a good time. And Ray discovered once when he was drunk, once when he was skinny dipping, once when he felt the warm flow of the jacuzzi jet, he figured out that if he put his arse against that jet, he could collect the water.
Or sphincter.
Against the jet, he could collect the water.
Careful, it might happen to you.
And propel it out at breakneck speed. This was a sight to behold, people. You could not imagine how the human body functions. You have no idea. No, it does not come out as a little trickle. Nay, it is a rooster tail that covers 20 to 30 feet.
You think fire hose, people.
Think jet boat on the river.
Let me get this straight. He discovers quite by accident that if he sits by the jet of the jacuzzi, he can suck the water?
Well, it's not so much sucking as just...
It's more like intake.
It's just letting
just
the direction of the water take its course.
But nothing gay.
Nothing gay.
Oh, sorry.
I am never going to get tired of this.
But Ray has discovered through the miracle of science that if he fills himself up with water...
A lot of great discoveries are by accident.
That's right.
I'm like the Thomas Edison of
That's
NMR.
Right. The water will come out at 100 miles an hour from Ray's ass.
And the show has reached a new low.
And Ray soon becomes drunk with power when he realizes his new ability.
Yeah!
But it's not enough that this just go on at the Mulholland Club. He must share this.
Take it to the public.
He must share this with the rest of the valley. But how? There's no jacuzzi at the Corolla house. That's for goddamn sure. Ray's living in an apartment where there's no jacuzzi, or at least rules. I've seen the signs. They have the ass crack with the slash against it, the jacuzzi jet.
Closed at 10 a.m.
That's right. How do we get the water up inside of Ray so that we can share this with the rest of the world?
You're
well,
in the laundry.
My mom's house in North Hollywood has a hose bib.
Huh.
And a hose.
And a hose, and she's out of town. So now it's
we got an idea.
Now
we got a master plan.
We have a master plan. Because wouldn't it be funny if Ray did this and then we drove through the Jack in the Box drive-thru?
Hold on, I got to go back. How is it not gay to put a hose up your rectum?
You had to be there. It was one of the straightest things I've ever seen involving a hose.
I'm sure John Wayne did it all.
Wait a minute, Lisa, are you really calling me out? Are you calling me out?
I'm an always correct grammar.
Please. Let me say this.
Maybe, whatever.
Kimmel has accused Ray of being gay many times. I've said nay. Nay to Ray being gay, and I'll tell you why. I've known him since I was 12, and he's never come on to me, and I'm a hot piece of
ass.
I mean, look at me.
You're right.
Thank you. So the point is we were bored. We didn't have your Xbox back then.
Right. You got a hose and dreams.
And a dream.
And a spigot.
And it was about 10:30 at night, and we thought, wouldn't it be funny if Ray topped himself off? And we drove through the Jack in the Box drive-thru.
Right.
And what's your order, please?
Wait a second. I need to understand the physics. Aren't you below in the drive-thru?
It takes some doing, but I have all the confidence in the world in Ray, who, by the way, doesn't drive a stick. So he was not. And there's not many guys who put a garden hose in their butt, but yet can't drive a six-shift car.
Hold on. That's not true. I learned that 22.
The point is I had to drive the car. Ray.
Who said that?
Chanted Ray's gay. Who was that?
Ray had to fill.
I'll take on all of you anytime. All right.
Does that make you feel
Please,
gay?
Please. Please.
Besides, I'll beat you, then I'll screw you.
All right, Ray.
It's like Danny's back. I love this.
Oh, yay.
It's getting gay and ugly. Ray, let me salvage your dignity by finishing the story, please. Ray filled himself up with the garden hose. Ray jumped in the passenger seat of the Toyota hatchback, and we
wrapped in towel.
And we sped off to the McDonald's. Why?
No, Jack in the Box.
I mean the Jack in the Box. Sorry, because you never know. The clock is ticking.
Right.
It's not a science.
Right.
You understand?
Only hold it for so long.
Was
right.
it leaking or anything?
No. I have a good sphincter. It's a tight sphincter.
The clock is ticking.
You've got a rectum full of hose water, and you've got to get to the Jack in the Box.
That's right.
We have a mission, mind you.
That's right. So we pull into the drive-thru. I order the apple pie and the fries.
The cheapest item.
We had to make it cheap because we didn't have any money, and we had to get up to the window.
We wait in line. We finally get up to the window. I recline the seat.
Brian, that's funny.
Ray stuffs his ass out of the driver's side window. Now the guy who's working the window sees Ray's ass. And he's not sure what to make of it. Because normally when a guy's going to give you a moon, they laugh and speed off. They don't just sit there yelling, go.
He It's lingering.
Go. Ray. By the way, I got sued. That's why I'm here now.
Ray, who probably held it too long, couldn't squeeze the trigger.
Oh, no.
Oh, but don't worry. He eventually did. And I'll tell you the rest of the story, but after the break, kids. Yes. It's called a tease in radio, everybody.
You're the Ryan Seacrest of Asswater Hole Stories.
We will hear the thrilling,
it's all true and unfortunate,
thrilling conclusion to Ray and his ass in the Jack in the Box, and we'll also hear T's news.
Yes. T's. Did you guys know that Britney Spears was here in San Diego doing a concert? We'll discuss that, and also is Brangelina over?
Next on the Adam Carolla.
It's Adam Carolla's Cinco de Mayo Beach Party, live at the Wave House in San Diego. Go get yourself a shot of tequila, and we'll see you back here in just a few minutes. On the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip, and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000-square-foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Score's is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Score's LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is ticket central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 880-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com.
You don't need that.
Extra Mile knows what you need. Get an 18-pack of Budweiser, Coors, Miller, and Tecate 12-ounce can varieties, $10.99 for a limited time at participating stores. Need it now?
And how?
Extra Mile, exclusively at Chevron locations.
So I'm en route to my folks' house, and I don't want to show up empty-handed, so I pull into an Extra Mile store, and I'm thinking, how do I know they're really my parents? What do I buy these people I have so little in common with? What do they want from me?
Extra Mile knows what you need. Get select 16-ounce Rockstar and Full Throttle energy drinks, 2 for $3 for a limited time at participating stores. Need it now?
I'm thinking.
Extra Mile, exclusively at Chevron locations.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Products getting an unusual amount of attention.
He's adorable. Is he yours?
Yeah, he's my first.
Well, he is just too cute for words. And so little.
Yes, you are.
Yep, he's a Heineken keg can. 12 ounces.
A keg can? Oh, well, you can tell. He looks just like a big keg. But little. So little, it'll. You're one lucky guy.
I don't know. He's kind of a handful. Sometimes I wonder if he's going to fit my, you know, busy lifestyle.
Oh, you'll do fine. Just take him to barbecues or the beach. They love the beach. Let me see you hold him.
Like this?
See that? A natural. You look so laid back, casual.
And I know it's what's on the inside that counts, but he is so darn cute.
That little keg shape with those ridges, that round little belly.
And his little tab.
Oh, precious, precious.
He's my little keg can. My little Heineken keg can.
The 12-ounce Heineken keg can. Distinctive shape, added attention. Now look for Heineken keg cans in convenient fridge packs. Heineken, it's all about the beer.
Heineken Lager Beer, Heineken USA, Inc., White Plains, New York. Visit enjoyheinekenresponsibly.com. It's so cute.
The Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
He wants Pete on Adam and crap. Love, poop, please, poop.
Welcome back to the Wave House in beautiful, sunny here, by the way. Beautiful, sunny San Diego. We have the conclusion of the Ray.
My friends ask, did you really do that?
The conclusion of the Ray story. But first, you know, before we judge Ray, just because he took a crap in my Rams beanie when I was in the seventh grade.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Before we judge Ray, realizes it's also the same guy that got hold of the guy who attacked me with the baseball bat and got him in a headlock and tried to twist his head off. It's the same loyal friend.
Absolutely.
That found the man who attacked me with a baseball bat many years ago in the street.
And if he was flying my plane, because he's a pilot today, I think the plane might go down.
He's a good man and a decent man, but where were we? Well, we'll do the news next, but first the conclusion. I really feel like Paul Harvey here. The conclusion of the story. And now you know the rest of the story. Yes, Ray had figured out after we broke into the Mulholland Club jacuzzi 15 or 20 times how the jet works and how, well, the great comic effect that could have when water went flying out of your ass at 100 miles an hour. You want to talk about a crowd pleaser? Forget about plate spinning, baby.
Well, Ray, can you still do that today?
Do I have a request?
No, Ray.
Am I coming over?
No, yes. He could, T. Yes, I think he could.
It was a hypothetical.
So
I'll show you, but it's in private.
We're back in North Hollywood. It's the early 80s.
And that lip gloss won't work.
It's the summer. We're bored. Ray tops off on Mom's hose bib, and we decide to drive through the Jack in the Box drive-thru. We pull up.
And
I roll the window down. I slide the seat back. The guy has my apple turnover and my large fries. Ray wedges his ass out of the window.
He says, "How you doing?"
And the guy just stares at Ray's ass. And then he slowly begins to close the window. I guess he thought, how much could I offend this guy? I'm staring at the back of his sack. He closes the window, and no sooner does the window close than Ray erupts. If you've ever been out front of Caesar's Palace and seen the fountains there, it was much like that.
By the way, they tried to hire me.
We laugh like a hyena, and we speed off into the night. Now, I never did get the name of that young man who was working at that counter, but I could imagine the story he must have told. What happened? A guy hung his ass out of the window. And then what?
I do that when I'm normal.
Yes. All right. The crowd is drunk. The crowd is surly. And the crowd is yelling obscenities at Ray.
This group over here oscillates between yelling, "Ray's gay," because that rhymes, and "Tease B," which also rhymes. See what I mean?
Well, speaking of Tease B.
It could be a good combo, right, kids?
How about you mic it up and we do the news, baby?
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Well, I don't know if any of you guys were there, but Britney Spears decided to make her big comeback right here in San Diego at the House of Blues.
Did she do an enema, though?
I think she opened with an enema.
I saw the footage of the House of Blues stuff, and it looked like a drunken stripper had stumbled out on stage and put on a crappy wig to lip sync.
Well, it's widely reported that she was lip syncing. She performed, I think, 12 minutes one night, 15 minutes the next. She was chewing gum during her performance, which I think adds a touch of class.
Sure.
And it did look kind of like the Pussycat Dolls. She was mostly dancing and lip-syncing.
Right, but the chicks next to her were dancing better than she was and looking better than she was. Is it officially over? And by the way, you're Britney Spears. You have to do a 12-minute concert? I mean, have you been in a coma for 8 years, or you just crap out a couple kids and have a bad marriage?
How about for 23 years?
For Christ's sake, get the fake band back together and go on tour.
Now, have you guys seen the pictures of Britney that are all over the internet? They're probably fake, but she's topless and she has the flowers over her boobs. Those are being
kinda
spread
like
all over
my
the
days
internet.
At the Jack in the Box.
Exactly. And now on to Scary Spice. She has got to take Eddie Murphy to court to get him to take a paternity test. First, he said that he was going to man up and take the test to determine whether or not He is the father of Melanie, Scary Spice Brown's baby. But according to Scary Spice, that's not happening. Now she's got to sue. She says that, quote, he's not doing a DNA test and he's not signing the birth certificate. So it's going to have to go to court. So she's going to force him to do it.
Scary Spice is looking Scary Spice
these days.
Yes, she's officially Scary Spice.
But first he was saying, I'm not the baby. And then he didn't want to take the paternity test.
The baby's mama?
Right.
He's not the baby's father.
Well, it's the same thing like with Larry Burkhead and Howard K. Stern.
Right.
You know who the father is by who wants to and who doesn't want to take the paternity test. You show me a guy who doesn't want to take a paternity test, I'll show you daddy.
Exactly. Now, on to the Brangelina news.
Brangelina? What would that be?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Come on, Ray. You went on the construction site too long, brother. You got to pick up a tabloid.
Both Us Weekly and Life and Style magazine are reporting that their marriage is on the rocks. Apparently, Brad spent the weekend babysitting while Angelina Jolie was at the Tribeca Film Festival, as were you. I don't know if you ran into her.
All right, let it be known I do either or. I would be with either or.
Ray, a minute ago you weren't gay. Now you want to have sex with Brad Pitt?
He's a chick.
All right.
Please.
Do you prefer one over the other?
Oh, absolutely, Angelina.
You got to take Angelina first.
Well,
yes,
first.
And poor Brad. He wanted to have
Brad,
kids.
Though,
Jennifer Aniston didn't.
Up.
Shut up, Ray. Brad, please. Oh, get the hell away from me. Look, here's the point. He's with Aniston.
Right.
Aniston doesn't want to have kids.
Right.
So he hooks up with a chick who wants to collect every goddamn kid on the planet.
Right.
I had to give her one of my kids just to get her away from my house. We put her in one of those things you fire water balloons in, and I fired my kid over into an open bed.
Which one, the boy or the girl?
I don't even know which one. It was Sophie's choice over there.
She wants one from every car.
She drives around in a steak bed truck, and you have to throw a kid out. That's a little Natalia.
Well, here's the story. Apparently, she was at the Tribeca Film Festival premiering some documentary she directed, and she was with Olivier Martinez. He's that hot-looking guy who was in the movie with Diane Lane.
Yes.
And apparently, he and Angelina worked together on a movie called Taking Lives. And the story goes that she was giving him some kind of lap dance. Now, this, according to Us Weekly and Life and Style, we don't know. But a source says the whole time Angie was away from Brad, she felt like a huge weight had been lifted off her shoulders. She told me, I'm looking forward to having that freedom. It's over. It wasn't meant to be.
But listen, she's nuts. And here's how all nutty guys, I'm just going to give you a piece of advice. You're drunk, but please let this sink in. When you hook up with nutty broads, it's the best sex ever. It's the greatest. Hey, we got some vials of each other's blood. We can wear it around each other's neck. We're going to get tattoos on each other's ass cheeks.
And you're probably going to get anal.
It is crazy.
He told you to shut up.
It is crazy. And Ray, leave me out of this for once. It is crazy, passionate love. But nutty people can't sustain a relationship. And somewhere in the 3 to 5 year mark, they self-destruct. And
wait, how long have we known each other? Come on.
Okay, that's true, Ray. We've defied the critics. We certainly have. The point is Angelina, in every relationship she has until menopause, is going to go this way. And poor Brad, he has 45 kids from different countries he's never heard of. He wanted one white kid with Jennifer Aniston, and now he has a Bennington commercial going on in his bedroom.
Well, obviously, Brad Pitt was with Jennifer Aniston when they hooked up, and of course, people say, if you get a guy while he's married, then that guy's going to be a cheater, and it turned out
right. She
was the one that wanted out.
Well, either way, both on the market.
Now put me in.
There you go.
Thank you.
Jim McGreevy.
Yes.
Jim McGreevy, who used to be the governor of New Jersey, as everyone now knows, came out and announced that he is a gay American.
He's a gay American.
He's now...
I am a gay American.
What does that mean?
It means he's not Lithuanian, and he likes dudes.
I am a gay American.
Thank you.
Yes.
And now, there's a few things. One, he is looking to become an Episcopalian priest.
Good
times. He's joined a school of divinity. They've accepted him.
How do the gays feel about this?
Well, I don't know. I don't speak for the gays.
Are you kidding?
But here's the thing. Bonnie Kay is the author of a book called Is He Gay? A Checklist of Women Who Wonder. Now, McGreevy's wife had
Is He Gay was my porn name.
Or the name of TSV.
Yeah. So, hold on, a checklist.
Right.
All right, have you ever done a drive-by enema and a Jack in the Box?
That's number four. Now, Izzy.
Oh, that's like way down the line.
All right.
This woman is, because, you know, McGreevy's wife says she didn't know, and let's just say that you're married to a guy, and you know, here are a few ways that you can know if your husband may be gay. Does your husband say you're a nymphomaniac or pushy and aggressive because you want to have relations twice a week?
Huh?
This is in her book.
So you would label twice a week as overly aggressive.
Right. If you're saying you're being pushy and it's only twice a week, then maybe you're gay.
Yeah.
Has the sexual activity gone way down within the first few years? Are you always more sexually aggressive than your husband? And is your husband turned off by the thought of touching you down below or performing?
How about...
She's Adam. I think she's saying you're gay.
How about mock turtlenecks?
That's number six.
How about naming your penis Seth?
Number nine.
How about naming one of your buddy's penises? Is that on there?
Number 12.
How about squeegee in the shower?
Squeegee in the shower is a gay move. I know it sounds weird, but Dr. Drew told me he bought a house and a condo, and each one was from a gay couple, and each time there was a squeegee so they could squeegee off the Lucite.
Dr. Drew's gay.
What about track lighting?
Track lighting, squeegee in the shower, too many potted plants.
Dimmer switch.
And exotic flavors of yogurt. Look, if you want strawberry, that's your business.
Right.
When we start getting in the pina colada flavors, we got to talk.
Then you should be concerned.
Yes.
Now, I hope you guys will humor me. We have some breaking sports news, which won't be breaking by Friday when you're listening to this. But I'm from San Francisco, and I have to tell you that the Warriors are now up by 25 with 4.5 minutes left over the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
For all of you long-suffering Warriors fans, please, if there's a God, just let us have this one moment.
Never! All right, first time a number one seed has been defeated by a number eight seed.
Thank you, Ray.
Right. Although
thank
drunk
you.
Guy yelled never from out in the crowd.
Where are you?
Well, never is now.
I will take you.
And he yelled it like a pirate, too. Never!
I don't care for that. Go Warriors. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. UCNN.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, we need to take a break. But before we take a break, Bri.
Yeah.
What happened, by the way, to the best of Bald Brian's B-sides we were going to play?
Up.
You have that? Ray, stop throwing cigarettes at the crowd, by the way. They're throwing things back at you. Also, let's do another crank anchors before we take the break, Big Brian.
All right, what crank anchors do you want to hear? Which do you want to hear first? Do you want to hear the B-sides or do you want to hear crank?
Yeah, let's hear. Well, which one's going to be faster, Brian?
This B-sides.
Now, explain B-sides, by the way, before we play it.
Yeah.
I love B-sides. It's one of my favorite things we do.
I do,
the
too.
B-sides, here's how it works. You guys talk a lot. Some of you guys talk a lot. And you say things out of context, and they're very funny sometimes, so I record them during the show. At the very end of the show, I'll play back the funniest one from the day.
Right.
And for you guys that don't hear the very end of the show, you miss it. So we collect the best of the ones that don't make it, the best of the ones that I've collected, and we make it into a little fun bumper.
Right. All right. Let's hear the best of Bald Brian's B-sides.
Like the drops? Then kick back and enjoy Bald Brian's bonus B-sides on the Adam Carolla Show.
I started thinking I don't like people that much.
You are so beautiful, I'm probably not going to do it with my boyfriend tonight.
I just want to have wild, anonymous sex with a strange 56-year-old guy in a Shelby replica that's fire engine red.
Is there any way that I could maybe borrow some of your urine?
Wow, looks like you're putting on a few pounds.
They made me drink Merlot.
For me to not grab my heels.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me like, oh, I forgot gravity.
Hey, I'm 60, but I'm still sexy or morbidly obese.
I can't believe Danny died because he had something big down his throat. You'd think he got used to it by now.
Jesus, that was a stupid thing you said.
This is my new thing now, three ways. That's the only thing that will satisfy me.
I will fire all you lemmings if you don't vote for my hairy ass.
I have a small penis.
I'm ready for some hot sex.
My boyfriend just shot himself in the face.
That was brilliant. That was something worth doing with my time.
Please, shut up.
What a fascinating insight.
Oh, you know what? You're wrong.
Damn it.
The best of Bald Brian's B-sides, and good news, a man I'm a big fan of who was not on a landline, but apparently now is, the great legendary trainer Freddie Roach, is now back on the Adam Carolla Show. Freddie? That's much better.
God, it's crystal clear.
Freddie Roach. All right, Freddie Roach just fell off.
Hung up.
All right. Well, we had him on, and he just dropped off. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will take ourselves a quick little break. Jenna Putnam is going to be in. She is Miss Trans World Surf 06. She is beautiful. She won the swimsuit competition. We'll bring her in. We'll talk to her about what it's like to surf and be hot. And perhaps Freddie Roach will call it next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam's live at the Wave House in San Diego. Stick around to find out what happens next on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. This Saturday and Sunday, join the Street Squad and the world's sexiest athletes as they compete at the Huntington Beach Pier for the AVP Volleyball Tour. Come hit the sand and enjoy a hot beach party and the OC's best eye candy. While you're there, check out the Street Squad and their Jiffy Lube Suburban, because they'll be hooking you up with coupons for 25% off your next oil change. The Huntington Beach Pier is located at PCH in Maine. Powered by the AVP. For tickets, go to AVP.com. And us, 97.1 Free FM, Huntington Beach's FM talk station.
The Adam Carolla Show, starring Adam Carolla on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Good morning, folks. This is Fernando Perez today from the beautiful city of Montebello, where I'm here with Jack Silver and the Free FM staff raising money for the Summer Youth Employment Program. Jack, thank you so much for your continued support. And, folks, when it comes to a home loan, you should never have to pay more for a loan just because you don't have good credit. If you're thinking about refinancing, call me at 888-549-1010. You don't think it makes sense? Perhaps we might find a way to get that loan for you. Call me at 888-549-1010. Unfortunately, folks, a lot of things are going out there in the marketplace in our industry. If you're dealing with a company you're not sure, you don't trust, give us a call. We've been in business now for over 22 years, AAA rating with the Credit Better Business Bureau, and we want to make sure you get the right loan, folks. 888-549-1010. And remember, bad credit is not permanent. If you have bad credit right now, let us help you consolidate some of that debt and put it into one simple, manageable payment. Call me at 888-549-1010. Costs you no money up front. We do a simple benefit analysis, and if it makes sense, we do it. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford and Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process, from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of a Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a like special deal, you know, just between you and me?
No announcer, guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
Two years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years, folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Hey, this is the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk stations.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, San Diego, California. A 39-year-old man is on trial for a string of robberies, including a Taco Bell, Der Wiener Schnitzel, and an AutoZone. Definitely not a Jew!
Well, speaking of that, legendary trainer Freddie Roach is finally on the phone. Freddie?
How you doing?
There we go. It's a pleasure to speak to you. We spoke to Freddie earlier in the program, but we didn't have a good connection, and Freddie's a good guy, and he called us back, and now we worked it out. So you're in Vegas right now.
Yeah, we're in Las Vegas.
And you're training Oscar De La Hoya. Now, we're about 48 hours or a little bit less. Of course, this is Thursday night. The show replays Friday. But we're less than 48 hours away from the fight. What do you do in these final hours to prepare?
Well, we just finished our last workout, and we just went to the gym and went through some situations and the game plan, just going over it mentally. So we did 15 minutes in the ring, just working on what's going to happen. So, simulating what Mayweather does and so forth. And did a little speed bag and just shaking out right now, just maintaining and staying ready for the fight.
And what when is the weigh-in?
The weigh-in's tomorrow at 2:30.
So that would be Friday at 2:30. Now, what weight do they meet at?
The contract weight for the fight's 154, but my guy will come in about 52.
Uh-huh. So Oscar's going to come in below the contract weight or the catch weight.
Yes, he will.
All right. Now, the weight, is that a weight that you guys agreed on?
It's the championship at 154 that Oscar has, and it's the belt they're going for, the WBC junior middleweight belt.
And Mayweather usually fights at what weight?
147 his last fight.
So he's moving up, obviously, 7 or 8 pounds to make this fight. What will Oscar walk into the ring weighing?
He'll weigh 56 to 58.
So he's not going to put on that much more weight.
No, because, you know, food makes you sluggish, and, you know, he's a lot quicker at the lower weight, and his speed's much better, and he's much sharper at the smaller weight.
What does Oscar walk around at? Because you would be amazed, the people that don't know anything about boxing, guys who fight at 167 pounds walk around at 195 pounds and don't look out of shape, by the way.
Right.
They have to strip off all that weight. What does Oscar walk around at?
About 165, 170, right in that ballpark.
Uh-huh. So now, the folks, and I don't know, and you may not know either, but obviously I think Mayweather is a favorite, at least in Las Vegas. Is he 2-1? Do you know?
He's plus one, minus 120.
So he's not 2-1 or not even 1.5-1.
Yeah.
So if you're making a case for me to bet on De La Hoya, what is your case?
Well, I think we're bigger, stronger, and we just got to use our strength. And Mayweather, you know, I don't think he's ever been hit by a 254-pounder, and Oscar punches really hard. And I think once he gets feels the power in there, that he'll get on his bike and run.
Now, you've seen, how does Oscar look to you? Obviously, he looks sharp, but have you seen him prepare for other fights, and how does he compare with this one?
This is my first fight with Oscar, so this is new for me, and his body is in great shape.
Did we lose him?
Did we lose him again?
Oh, Freddie.
Compared to the last.
Oh, there he is.
Back.
Now, Freddie, you trained Mike Tyson, James Lights Out Tony. Was it hard to train guys like Tyson and Tony?
Not too hard. You know, James, they both respect me a lot, They were, but you know, Mike at the stage I got Mike at, he's just kind of going through the motions more or less. He didn't really have that hunger or that drive anymore. And James Tony respects me, and he works really hard for me, but he just has that eating problem sometimes.
Well, James, I saw James Tony fight at the Olympic Auditorium at about 155 or 160 pounds.
That was the night I think De La Hoya won his first world title.
De La Hoya won his first, right, when they reopened the great Olympic Auditorium, De La Hoya wins his first world title. Tony fights at what, 160, 164?
That fight was at 168 and he knocked out Tim Littles.
There you go.
Well, Freddie, can I ask you a question?
Hold on. The point is, James Lights out Tony is 230 right now.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What happened, Freddie?
James, he wanted to be a heavyweight, and that's where he's at now.
Yeah, like the rest of America.
Yeah, we all want to be heavyweights. My question, maybe this is a stupid question, but is it a sports myth that boxers should avoid women before they fight?
To a point, you know, when I fought, I wasn't allowed to have sex. My rule for my trainer was 6 weeks before a fight.
Six weeks?
Then what's you angry when you get in the ring?
Does it work?
You know, medically speaking, it lowers your testosterone level, they say, for about 24 hours. So it's every individual is a little bit different. It's just it's more mental than anything. It's just about discipline. And most fighters nowadays, you know, they give me 10 days to 2 weeks before a fight, and it's just to stay hungry. And
yeah. So have you asked Oscar to abstain?
He does anyway, yes.
He's a passionate man, but he puts his fighting ahead of his passion. And Mike Tyson, I'm not sure what you could do with him. You'd have to just turn a hose on him.
How crazy was that, really?
When did you train Tyson?
I trained Tyson for about 3 years ago.
Was that just surreal, watching him smoke pot while he was hitting a heavy bag?
I heard rumors of it, but I never saw it myself.
All right, I could just say, like, I could imagine you're training a guy like De La Hoya. He must be a great student.
He is, and it's, you know, very unusual that at this stage of his career he's still willing to listen and learn, and he's very receptive.
Now, you're confident your man's going to win on Saturday night.
Yes, I am.
And you guys did your training where?
In San Juan, Puerto Rico for 8 weeks.
Why San Juan, Puerto Rico?
Well, that's where Oscar lives now, and having his wife and his baby there, just making sure they're okay and no distractions. You know, because if we go to training camp somewhere else, you know, there's a lot of temptations and distractions with Oscar. So, you know, him and his wife know, you know, the rules of boxing, and she helped get him ready for the fight.
Yeah, by not having sex with him.
Yeah,
listen, I'll tell you, you know, a lot of guys come to camp as sparring partners, trainers, and whatnot. I'd like to come to camp as the guy who has sex with the guy's wife. Well, he can't have sex with them. You know what I mean? They're women. They have
needs.
That's my
job.
Oh, it's Freddie Roach's job. Well, Freddie, we'll be watching Saturday night on HBO pay-per-view. I'm going over to David Allen Greer's house, a great fight fan, and watching it. And I'll be rooting for your man, Oscar De La Hoya, because I believe the man.
That's who you're rooting for.
Yes. You know what? As I've said many times, he's good-looking. He's a businessman. He's articulate. People don't realize he's a warrior. And that's why I'm going to be rooting for the man. Freddie?
Yeah.
Good luck to you Saturday night.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Take care. Freddie Roach. A great Freddie Roach, everybody.
Seems like a nice man.
I could not imagine the 48 hours leading up to a fight. That would be the worst part of it for me. The training, I wouldn't mind. The fight itself, I wouldn't mind. It'd be the day and a half before the fight that would drive
me
insane.
You've actually been in that position because you fought Golden Gloves,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So did you get terrorized before a fight?
I fought Golden Gloves at the Olympic Auditorium where he fought and Oscar won his first whatever. And the day, no, it didn't bother me, but I had to get there about 6 hours in advance and watch 100 fights before my fight. And, yes, it sucked pacing around for 6 hours. But I'll tell you something that doesn't suck. Jenna Putnam, everybody, pull up that microphone there, baby doll.
Hey, Jenna, welcome.
Miss Trans World Surf 06. Won the swimsuit competition. Jenna, how did that work? Tell us about that.
Well, the Trans World Surf model search is something where the girls send in photos for the month.
Right.
Last year, I sent in my photos, and there's like thousands of girls, and I won for April last year, and then they pick a girl at the end of the year, and then I won that.
Now, I notice you're wearing Def Frat Guy's jacket.
Yeah.
Sir
nice.
Walter Raleigh, such a gentleman. Def Frat Guy, could there be a changing of the crown? You crowned Miss Delta Fu only hours ago on this show.
She'd be like Miss Princess Delta Fu.
You're making a new category on the fly for Jenna Putnam?
But it's cold.
I understand. All right. You're drunk. So now, do you have to surf or just look like you surf or look good in a bathing suit? How does it work?
I think you have to have the surfer look to, you know, win or whatever.
And we should say, Jenna, to me, she kind of looks like a very, very young Farrah Fawcett. Like
yes.
Freckles and wholesome.
Oh, but hold on. A very young Farrah Fawcett is 47. Let's be honest.
Very young.
An unborn Farrah Fawcett. If Farrah Fawcett was a zygote. So, Jenna, the Miss Trans World Surf 06, Miss Trans World Surf Magazine 06 swimsuit contest winner. You have an announcement. There's somebody in the crowd.
A friend of yours has a question for us or something?
Oh, yeah. Yes. John.
John.
John, where are you?
John is out in the crowd.
Is that him?
No. Where's John?
There he is. I think he's coming up.
Mike has a microphone for him. Thanks for helping us out on this one, by the way, Jenna. John?
Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You have some sort of announcement?
I do. I'm here with my girlfriend, and I love my girlfriend very much.
Where is she?
Yes, where is she?
There she is.
What's her name, John?
This is Claudia.
Hello, Claudia.
Claudia. Claudia, will you marry me?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's very romantic. Wow. Congratulations. Claudia, are you shocked? How long have you been together, Claudia?
5 years.
Are you excited?
Yes, very excited.
Did you see this coming?
No.
I'm sure this is just how you had it planned when you were a little girl. Maybe that blowhard Corolla will have a remote in my town one day. And my flunky boyfriend can drop to half a knee and ask me to marry him.
Now, Now, John, do you want to say anything about this beautiful woman who you're going to be with for the rest of your life?
Just that I'm a very lucky guy, and I love her very much.
Oh, that is wonderful. Do we have something to give the lucky young couple?
Well, their engagement ring has been provided by Robbins Brothers, the world's biggest engagement ring store.
And wow. Their funnel has been provided by Delta Food.
Congratulations.
You have an honorary funnel. Well, Jenna, no, Jenny, you have no idea who these people are, do you?
No, he's my good friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really?
Oh, I thought we just set this up. So John's a good friend.
I'm going to get you
fucking
shot.
No, you're lying.
I'm lying.
But you're a fine actress.
I know.
Right now.
By the way, Jenna, only 19 years old.
Well,
you're very... earlier I almost got kicked out because I was having a drink. But...
I was told that our swimsuit surfer model was being tossed out of the bar because she was drinking and underage. But that's luck.
Yeah.
Look. If you can go to Ward 18, you can have yourself a Miller Lite for the love of Christ.
No,
right?
Come on.
Being drunk and underage, two great tastes. It tastes great.
That's right. Well, you better get on a microphone that works over there, Def Recca.
And is it true, actor, because what you were saying was that surfers do not have interest in other sports. Is that true?
How about that, Jenna? I found that surfers are interested in nothing but surfing.
Well, yeah, pretty much surfing, but I like baseball, too.
Baseball, really?
Who's your team, Jenna?
The Padres, I guess.
Good times. Yeah, the thing about surfing is it becomes a way of life. It becomes a religion, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't work a full-time job because a swell blows in and you got to leave work. Every guy I worked construction with that was a surfer, every time a swell came in, they were gone. They couldn't go to school.
Surfing comes first,
I guess. But then eventually your brain gets pickled out there in that salty brine because you spend too much time in the ocean.
No.
Really?
No.
All right.
What's the future for Jenna?
I'm just trying to get into modeling and stuff right now, and I want to design bathing suits later on sometime.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, everybody. I got a one piece for you. Well, maybe it's a 5.5 piece. That'll be a J64. Yeah. You want to hop on my longboard? You can hang 4.75 on a good day. Come on, Blue Doggy. We're going to start a fire in my pit. Wax it up, Dr. Zog.
All right, sorry. I'm Horace. Jenna, you want to go have a pop at the bar? You got your fake ID on you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a fake ID?
I do, but...
You do? Well, why didn't the guy buy your fake ID?
I didn't use it.
Oh, really?
And I used my real
one. I don't want to give you any tips, but take the Hello Kitty sticker off it. That's always what we call a tell.
Yeah, and also pop the retainer out.
Pop the retainer out, take the Hello Kitty sticker off the library card. That's not going to work as a fake ID. Jenna Putton and everybody, put your filthy paws together for Miss Trans World Surf 06. We'll take ourselves a quick break, and then we will be back for a little Angel Adam, Devil Danny next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more coming up from Adam, his wasted staff, and scantily clad, very busty women. Live at the Wave House in San Diego, the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
Okay, what are you really passionate about? Well, don't just stand there scratching your head. Figure it out and tell Danny Bonaducci Sunday from 5 to 7 at CineSpace. You might win a 42-inch plasma TV or a lifetime subscription to TiVo.
You know what I'm addicted to and passionate about?
CineSpace is on Hollywood Boulevard between Vine and Cahuenga. This whole deal is powered by TiVo. What's your passion? Check out myTiVoGetsMe.com and you'll find everything on TV that relates to that passion. TiVo wish list does it all for you. We are 97.1 Free FM, Hollywood's FM talk station.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's tax relief cash giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by anytime to see the luxurious multi-million dollar addition, the Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Henney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Henney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Henney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Henney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long-distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
Orange County's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, Fernando Perez checking in with you from the beautiful city of Montebello. And want to give a thanks to Jack Silver and all the Free FM staff that's out here helping us out. Commerce Casino, Capital Cook Hill Properties, and Security Union Title, thank you so much for coming out here and supporting the Summer Youth Employment Program for the city of Montebello. And, folks, when it comes to a home loan, you can't trust everybody, folks. I've been around for 22 years. I want to make sure your family gets the right loan. Call me at 888-549-1010. Thinking about refinancing your house? You don't know who to trust? Give me a call. We'll make sure that this has a true benefit for you. Thinking about cash out? You're self-employed and can't document your income? We have loan programs that will fit your needs, and we're not going to put you in a risky and a dangerous loan. In fact, we've never advertised a teaser rate because I don't believe in a one-loan-fits-all. Give me a call if you're thinking about getting some loan out and you're getting some cash out on your home. 888-549-1010. Let me run the numbers for you. We'll tell you if it makes sense. 888-549-1010. If you're behind a computer, give us a call or chime in at bestfundinghomeloans.com. Once again, folks, 888-549-1010, where you should never have to pay more for a home loan just because you don't have good credit.
$9.99 after $50 mail-in rebate exclusively from Sprint. Pair the phone that fits with the plan that fits, like Sprint Power Packs with night calling starting at 7 p.m. Sprint. Power up. Phone offer ends May 13th, 2007. Excludes taxes. Requires two-year agreement. Up to $36 activation and $200 early termination fee per line. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. The Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
Bueno. Charlie, no chulo. Aaron.
He's from Nicaragua.
Go Coley.
That's why he's always tan.
This is Waldo.
It's hard to tell what he's saying.
Ooh.
Just do the best you can.
I love myself introducing myself.
He's
Waldo is dude back there, by the way, him at the time of his life. I swear to God, he's like a drunken mascot. You just watch him get loaded and then enjoy the hell out of life. All right, let's see.
Oh, one look, more. He's come up on you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right, Ozzy, enjoy there, brother. We have one more break left. Now, a couple things to do. We were thought, well, how are we going to do Devil Danny and Angel Adam if, in fact, Danny's in Philadelphia tonight and couldn't be with us? But then we stumbled upon Doug.
I'm ready to go.
Doug won the virtual Danny impersonation competition we had, what felt like
Adam, if I could interrupt for a second.
Ago. Yes.
I'm
yes.
Sorry, but
wow.
I'm looking for a job, January 3rd, 2008. Anybody? I'll clean your pool, whatever you need. I'm ready to go.
Danny Bonaducci, everybody. So we thought we'd do a little Devil Danny, Angel Adam with our Danny fill-in Doug, as well as a backup with our tuba and throat singers.
Right.
How do we want to start this off? We have questions. We have Mike down there. We have people in the audience. Let's go ahead and do our intro, if we could, Brian. Right. Oh, no intro. We're going naked on this one. All right.
We're asking people for their moral and ethical dilemmas, and then Angel will give Adam will give the angel's point of view, and Daniel will give the devil's.
That's right. Who's up first?
I'm drunk already, by the way.
No kidding. Yeah. What's your name, miss?
My name's Heather.
Good to meet you, Heather.
All Heathers are hot.
Glad to be here. I'm so excited. So I just moved in with my boyfriend, and my parents live in Iowa, which is a long ways away, and they never come visit.
Right.
And so I don't necessarily need to tell them, but I feel like I should. Should I? And if I do, how do I tell them?
Should you?
I tuned out a lot a while ago.
Should
Sorry.
You?
What happened?
You drown yourself in Jameson's.
Same difference.
Should you tell the parents, Brian, you have the goddamn angel music? Uh-oh.
Debacle. By the way, but the Warriors did win.
There you go.
This is damn exciting stuff.
Let's see. Should you tell your parents, the people that raised you, the people that attempted to instill values, evidently... Most of them didn't take. You're living in sin as we speak. Hard-working, salt-of-the-earth, God-fearing types living in Iowa, tilling the soil every day in the hot sun and reaping its harvest. They send their little daughter out to San Diego so she can open a brothel and call it an apartment. Living in sin and God knows what else. Doing positions your parents couldn't even dream of in the heartland.
Is that what you're up to, Heather?
Well, you're
I think they dreamt of it.
You're already breaking their hearts by living in sin. I suggest you move out. You see each other. You don't go past second base. And if it was meant to be, then you get married and you do what's right and make your father proud.
All right, if I may, let me explain this to you as simply as I know how.
Yes.
First of all, this is a beautiful, beautiful Heather. Am I right? The first mistake you made was moving in with this bozo when you should be going out with me. I'll take you out, get you drunk with Gary Coleman and Adam Rich from Eight Is Enough. We'll get blitzed out of our skull and just go for it, baby. Then I want you to go ahead and kill your parents, collect the insurance, and spend it on hookers, you fool.
Wow. Wow. He is awesome. All right, who's next?
Hey, Mike.
Name is Mike. Yes.
Teresa, I'm sorry to hear about your blind dates.
Oh, me too. So,
yeah.
And Adam, I know you're not like us, but... I've been married 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
I feel a little neglected, and I'm a little unsure about whether to cross the line.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Okay, you want to know whether you should have an affair.
Oh, the affair line. Okay.
You feel? Yes, okay.
Okay.
My friend, you are right. Let me show you with the ring. The ring is a circle. The circle. I was there
I got a circle for you, Adam.
Too. Yes. My friend, you are willing to turn your back on your relationship after only 2.5 years because you're not being sexually gratified. Your wife, she's not just a throw pillow to hump, my friend. She's a woman with feelings, and she's a mother as well as a wife. She takes care of those children. And by the way, do you want those kids to come out like you? A father who cheats? A father who strays? A father who defecates on the sanctity of marriage? Do you have a young son? Yes.
6, 7 years old.
7 years old. What nationality are you?
I'm Puerto Rican from New York.
So he's old enough to have sex. If he said Irish, I would have given another 5, 6 years. But he's Puerto Rican. He's 6. He probably has a girlfriend already. Do you want him who will be married by age 11. Do you want him divorced by 13? No. So set an example for your son, because your son is a sponge, and whether he knows daddy's cheating or not, he'll feel it. Devil Danny?
Good Christ, what was the question?
He wants to know whether to cheat or not.
All right, bub, here's the deal. I made one mistake ever 6 years ago, and I'm still paying for it. And I'm telling you, you got to go for it, because you're going to lose her anyway. So here's what you want to do. I hooked up once with Marsha Brady, and it was some of the best love I ever had. I want you to drive up to LA, find Marsha Brady, take your ring, melt it into a bullet, shoot your wife, and then have a threesome.
Wow, Devil Danny. Melt the ring into a bullet.
That was good.
Good Christ almighty. Oh, I wish we could go on forever, but we're plumb out of time, everybody. I want to thank, to the folks that were lined up to play Angel Adam Devil Danny. But I want to thank you, the folks that came out here, and especially our good friends at 103.7 Free FM that were nice enough to extend their hand in hospitality as they do each and every time we come out here. I want to thank the Wave House. I want to thank Freddie Roach and Jenna Putnam, Def Rat Guy, Ozzy, and my buddy Ray, and the good folks at Miller Lite, and Doug, a wonderful job filling in for
Montaducci.
Talk to me after the show. I'll see you in L.A. T, nice job. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
I bedazzled those front pockets myself.